Free Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so happy to be here with you today, helping you fix up home sweet home just in time for the holidays. If you've got a question, well, reach out to us right now by going to moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, guys, we've got a good show planned for you, starting with as the days get shorter and those temperatures start to sink, most households find their home heating bills are starting to run out of control. And even worse, sometimes it feels like your house just stays cold no matter how high you crank that heat. So we're going to share three simple ways that you can cut those heating costs and get comfortable.
And dishwashers can get a pretty hard workout during the holiday season. If you're ready for a replacement, a new Consumer Reports survey says paying more for a dishwasher won't guarantee a more reliable machine. We're going to explain just ahead.
And you guys love the classic look of marble tops in your kitchen or bath, but not the very high costs. We're going to share a new product that provides a beautiful marble surface without that usual expense.
But first, our focus is you. We want to know what you guys want to know. What are you working on? What are your plans? Are you getting a Christmas tree this week? Are you decorating for the holidays? Are you still full from Thanksgiving? What's going on? Maybe you're too full to tackle those home improvement projects. Well, let's start researching one then. So let us know what you are working on so we can lend a hand.
Just waddle right over to the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, we've got Lisa from Illinois on the line right now. We just got a question about grout. What's going on?
Well, we have big porcelain tile, and then there's grout lines that you can see very easily, and they were light color, but in the high traffic areas, they're darker. And I've tried to clean them, and they just, I don't know, I just don't feel like I can get them to that lightness again. So I'm wondering what, if you had any recommendations on how to get them much lighter or what we might have to do.
Yeah, so two things. First of all, there's a type of product called grout cleaner, but there's another type of product called grout stripper. And the grout strippers are much stronger. So whatever product you're choosing, you want to make sure it's a grout stripper and not a grout cleaner. And then follow the manufacturer's directions and see how that goes. Grout strippers usually work a lot better at pulling out dirt and floor waxes and dust and things that spill, you know, all that kind of stuff is better with a grout stripper than a grout cleaner. Secondly, if it still is kind of gross, the other thing that you could consider doing is just regrouting that area. There, you would have to have a tile installer grind out the old grout joints, which is actually not that hard to do. And once that grout joint is removed, they kind of replace it with new grout, and you start from scratch again. This time, though, I would use a grout sealer, which helps protect the quality of that grout. But when you have wide grout joints on a big tile floor like that, it's going to be a sandy grout. So it's kind of a target for, you know, for dirt. And that's kind of where you're at right now. So let's see if we can get that restored.
Now, it does have sealer on it.
Yeah, well, sealer is not the kind of thing that you do once. You got to do it on a regular basis. And if you put the sealer over the dirty grout, then that makes it even harder to clean it. But the grout stripper will pull all that out.
Oh, great. Super deal. Thank you so much for your help.
Good luck with that project.
We've got John in Mississippi on the line with some gurgly toilets. Definitely not a fun noise we want to hear. What's going on?
I have two bathrooms that were built back-to-back, and the toilets are back-to-back. So when one flushes, the other one either half drains or mostly drains. So I'm wondering what the answer would be to stop this from happening.
Hey, John, well, when you have toilets that have that sort of gurgling or where they tend to drain when another toilet is flushed, it's caused by one thing and one thing only, and that is a lack of proper venting. Think about it. When you flush the toilet and the water goes down, it's pulling air at the same time, and it pulls that air from the vent pipe, which goes, I would bet, through the wall between these two bathrooms up to the roof. So the first thing I want you to do is go outside and look up and make sure you got that vent pipe there. And the second thing is, if you do, figure out why it's blocked, because I think that's what's going on. I think that vent pipe is obstructed. And so for that, you might have to have a drain cleaner come in and run a drain snake down. But if it's clogged, then you're not going to be able to take air into the plumbing system, and that's going to basically cause the plumbing system to try to pull air wherever it can. And it's exhibiting itself by partially flushing the adjacent toilet because it's the nearest fixture. So totally solvable and not that uncommon.
Thanks so much for joining us on this holiday week. I call it a holiday week because, you know, we're right after Thanksgiving. We're gearing up. What are you guys working on? We're so happy that
you're with us.
Holiday
month, right?
I mean, seriously, let's be honest. We're just going to be celebrating for a while now. So get out your stretchy pants. You can do home improvement projects in them while eating all the cookies that are bound to be around. Let us know what you are working on so we can lend a hand. Coming up, now that the temperatures are dropping, are you feeling the chill or maybe just the pain of a high heating bill? We're going to share three ways you can cut heating costs and get comfortable after this.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys doing? Are you wrapping up a weekend project? Or maybe you're looking ahead to a new one? Well, every Monday and Thursday, you can find great DIY info on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Catherine's on the line and needs some help, potentially with a holiday gift. What's going on?
My daughter has a white marble countertop that is very badly stained. I wonder if that product you were just talking about, if it is something that can go over existing stained marble. If it is, that might be what they get for Christmas.
Yeah, you're talking about Deich Coatings product. It's called Marble Dream, and it's a marble resurfacing kit. Now, Deich does tell us that the product will work over stone. So that's what you have there. It works over laminate, concrete, plywood, stone, pre-coated and solid surfaces. So I do think you could use the marble resurfacing kit on top of real marble that's completely worn out. And it's a pretty easy project to do. You can do it in a week, and you basically put on the Marble Dream base coats first, and you let that dry, and then you put a sealant on top of that, and you're pretty much good to go. Not terribly expensive either. So check that out at DeichCoatings.com. It's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. And yes, I think it would be great under the holiday tree as well.
I was going to say, that makes a pretty good gift. Now, if you were going to give the gift and do the project, that's an even better gift.
That'd be a better gift.
John in Minnesota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a sauna in my basement that I have to transfer over to a shower.
Okay, you want to convert it to a shower?
Yes, and I'm wondering what I could put on those walls to dress it up, like some paneling or panels, or do I have to use tile?
Okay, well, first of all, before we talk about what you're going to put on the walls, how are you going to drain this? Is there a drain below the floor?
Yes, I have a cement floor, and there's a drain right in the middle of the room there, yes.
Now, do you know if that drain is connected to the plumbing system of the house, or is it just a basic floor drain that perhaps goes outside somewhere?
It is hooked up to the my sewer system.
All right, terrific. Well, that's the hardest part. That's solved. So now it just becomes sort of a decor question for you. And you say that this was a sauna at some point in time?
Yes.
So I guess the sky's the limit here. I mean, what do you like? Do you like tile? Do you like solid surfacing materials like Corian? I mean, you can pretty much do anything at this point. You're going to start with the floor, and you're definitely going to put tile on the floor, I would think, and replace that drain with a cover that's built into the tile base. And then from there, you're going to build it up. So you could do really anything you want to do at this point. You could put tile on those walls. You could put solid surfacing materials on those walls. You know, or if you want to keep it funky, you could leave them as a wood. You could leave it as wood. I'm presuming it's probably cedar or some other type of moisture-resistant material.
Well, the walls are that clay tile.
Oh, the walls are clay tile? So then it has to be covered, yeah. So then the right thing to do here, if it's basically sort of a raw surface right now, is you're going to need to put in a shower pan to start with and then build up the bathroom from there. Now, if you've already got walls that are sort of creating this, how big is the space that the sauna was in now?
8x8.
Okay, do you want an 8x8 shower? You want it to be a pretty much a drive-in shower there? That's a pretty big shower. Do you want it to be that big?
Well, I was going to probably have like 80% of it the shower. I wanted to put a double, like a double two-headed shower, or one on the, have a rain shower on top and one coming out the side, and then the other.
Yeah, like a car wash.
Yeah, exactly. Then the other part, just kind of a drying area.
So, John, this sauna area, this 8x8 area, this is made of the terracotta clay tile?
Yes.
And I think you can glue ceramic tile right to that with a good quality tile adhesive, as long as it's fairly flat. Because the tile's not going to bend, but if it's a flat surface, you should be able to adhere the tile right to it, since it's already a water-resistant back, and pretty much go up from there. Now, the floor have to build up a shower pan there, so you get good drainage down to the hole in the floor, so to speak. But once you get that established, I think you could adhere ceramic tile right to those terracotta walls and go right from there. Now, make sure that you have ventilation in that space. You need an exhaust fan. Of course, do all your plumbing ahead of time. And the last thing you'll do is lay those tile walls in. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does.
All right, John, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, as the days get shorter and temperatures start to sink, most households find their home heating bills starting to run out of control. And even worse, sometimes it feels like your house just stays cold no matter how high you crank the heat.
Well, if this sounds like your life, it's time to take some action to lower those heating costs by addressing these three common home heating mistakes. First mistake is this: not doing your HVAC system maintenance. I am not kidding, folks. No matter what kind of heat you have, whether it's baseboard heat, old school radiators, forced air heating, radiant heat through the floor, it's critical because you can lose a lot of efficiency if those systems are not properly maintained, not to mention that they can get dangerous. So get that heating system serviced now and change your filters frequently.
Now, mistake number two is ignoring drafty windows and attics. Older homes with outdated windows, they can leak a surprising amount of heat, especially if they aren't properly sealed. Even a small crack along the base or a side of a window can have a big impact when it's really cold out. Now, an imperfectly sealed window can be a major point of energy efficiency as well. Now, you got to remember that glass itself is not a great insulator, and outdated single-pane windows are often to blame for those heat leaks. Heavy drapes or insulating panels, they definitely can help solve this problem. Curtains that are heavy enough to block cold air, they can also keep the hot sunshine out of the house, which provides year-round temperature control benefit. So there is a lot that you can do.
And next, abusing the thermostat. What do we mean by abusing the thermostat? Well, there are a few ways to improve the efficiency in terms of the way you use that thermostat. One common mistake that a lot of people make is they crank up the heat for folks that are cold while shutting off heat registers in the bedroom of those who don't like it hot. This is actually not a good idea because it causes pressure inconsistencies within the HVAC system, and ultimately it leads to the system needing to work harder and use more energy.
Yeah, and you might also want to upgrade to a digital programmable thermostat, because that's going to allow for round-the-clock temperature control. You can set it to turn the heat down when you're asleep or when you're out of the house, for example, and that can help you save a lot of money when you really don't need a toasty, warm house.
That's right. So don't wait for that first really big heating bill to take on some of these simple fixes. And while you're at it, be sure to take a look at your home's insulation. The number one place to do that is in the attic. That's really going to save you quite a bit and improve your comfort at the same time.
All right, now we've got Anna on the line who needs some help with some door improvement. Tell us what you're working on.
Hi. Yes, I have one metal door and three fiberglass door that I got a guy to paint it. And not knowing, when I got home, he actually painted with a spray can paint. So when the heat hits the door, I can't open the door because it's sticking to the door jamb.
What a mess.
How do I repair that?
Well, you know, even though he painted it with spray paint, it should still work. I mean, it should dry. The fact that it's spray paint is not making it any more or less tacky than perhaps if you use paint out of a gallon. But the fact that it's sticking might mean that the door needs a bit of adjustment inside the opening. Are all the doors sticking?
All the doors sticking, right on the rubber of the door jamb. It's like, I think that it's a shushu can paint. I'm like, you sprayed what to the door?
What kind of paint did he use?
I call it a shushu, regular can paint. Like, he went to the hardware store, got a spray can paint and sprayed it.
Well, look, what you should do now, if you've had a bad paint job, is you really have to pull that old paint off. So I would take the doors off of the hinges, lay them down horizontally, use a paint remover to pull off the paint that's there. Once you get it back down to where it was when you started, then I would prime the doors first. And I would use an oil-based primer, because that's going to give you good adhesion to both the metal and the fiberglass doors. And then I would put a good top-quality finish coat on that using a semi-gloss paint. Then let them dry really well, and then reinstall them.
So is it possible then to, this is on metal and fiberglass, to get a paint remover for this thing?
Yes. There's paint removers. The citrus-based removers are the most effective. So use the citrus-based paint removers, pull off the old paint, prime the doors, and then repaint them. You should be good to go. Okay, Anna?
Thank you so very much again.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Eddie in Delaware on the line, who's dealing with a moisture situation going on. Tell us about it.
I'm having a moisture problem with two out of the three bathrooms. It's a three-bathroom home. Each bathroom has a inline exhaust fan. This occurred last season, last winter season, and we've got a really severe winter, and we're getting a lot of condensation. I have dampers in two of the bathrooms at the ceiling, and last winter season, I installed additional damper after the exhaust fan, after the inline fan in the ceiling, and I was still getting a lot of moisture. Actually, at the ceiling where the sheetrock was actually falling apart. That's how much moisture we got.
Okay, first of all, right above this space, is there an attic? What's above it?
Yes, it's an attic, yes.
All right, and how much insulation do you have in that attic?
The home is only 8 years old.
So first of all, bathrooms are sources of warm, moist air. If the temperature of the drywall is chilly, it's going to condense and cause condensation. So you want to make sure that the attic above it, that you've got at least 15 to 20 inches of insulation in there. That's really important.
Oh, there is. There definitely is. And what I also did was, when I started having this problem, I replaced the flexible ductwork, which was originally R6, to the maximum of R8. And I'm still getting the problem. And these two bathrooms that I'm having the problem, they're not used for showers or bathing of any sort.
The second thing I want to suggest to you is, you mentioned that you have exhaust fans in two of the three?
No, all three have their own individual inline exhaust fans, yes.
Okay, so inline, in other words, it's ducted out somewhere? They're all connected together and ducted out at once?
Not connected. They're not connected together. They're all different.
They all vent on their own out the building?
Yes.
And you can confirm that the vents are working. So if you turn the fan on, if you go outside, you'll see the flapper.
Yes.
So hooking them up to a humidistat/timer might not be a bad idea, because this way, when the humidity gets high in the room, it'll automatically come on. Leviton makes such a switch designed specifically for bath fans. And I think that might be the next step. I think we need to move more air through these rooms. The second thing is, what's underneath these bathrooms? Are these on the second floor or first floor? Are they over a slab?
It's a ranch home.
And what's underneath?
Crawl space.
Crawl space? Okay. Does the crawl space have a high humidity problem?
No.
I would recommend that you replace the existing fan switch with a humidistatically controlled fan switch.
Yeah, okay. I'll try.
Eddie, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, Consumer Reports have surveyed 75,000 of its members to find out which dishwasher brands are the most dependable. We've got those results next.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Man,
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Happy holiday season, everybody. Hope you're enjoying this very special time of year. If you've got a project on your to-do list, slide it over to ours right now by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question to moneypit.com/ask.
Thomas in Tennessee is on the line with a wallpaper question. How can we help you today?
I have two layers of wallpaper in a small half bath that I'm trying to take off, and I was wondering what your guys' best solution is. One is a lighter wallpaper like you would find in the rest of a house, but the other one is a very thick waterproof type that is mostly used in bathrooms.
Yeah, well, removal is pretty much the same regardless of that type. You know, essentially what you have to do is you got to run a tool across the paper called a paper tiger, and it's a tool that puts small prickly-sized holes in the paper. And then once you have those holes in there, you can apply a water, a wallpaper paste remover to it, which will soak into the paper, get behind it, and start to loosen it up. Now, it's a lot of work, but, you know, considering it's just the bathroom, perhaps it won't be that difficult for you. If you really, really, really have a hard time getting that paper off, you could always rent a wallpaper steamer, and that will make the job a little bit easier.
Oh, okay. Well, do you have any home remedies for this, where you don't have to buy a whole lot of tools, because I'm kind of on a budget?
Well, the paper tiger is not very expensive. It's a little hand tool. It's probably $7 or $8, something like that. So that plus a few dollars for the wallpaper paste remover, is that all, that's really all you're going to need.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, Thomas. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
While dishwashers often face significant demands during the holiday season, however, if you're contemplating an upgrade, a recent survey conducted by Consumer Reports revealed that shelling out more money for a dishwasher doesn't necessarily equate to greater reliability.
Yeah, that's right. This is pretty impressive. Consumer Reports surveyed 75,000 of its members to find out which dishwasher brands are the most dependable. They actually collected data on a, I think this is staggering, 85,000 dishwashers that are purchased within the last 10 years. The results revealed both some really good standout performers that are known for their reliability and some really underperforming options that could lead to breakdown expenses over time.
Now, among the 25 dishwasher brands represented in the surveys, the highest reliability ratings were scored by Bosch, Gaggenau, Miele, and Thermador, and dishwashers from these manufacturers exhibited the lowest likelihood of experiencing performance issues or breakdowns within those initial first 5 years of usage.
Now, it's worth noting that the dishwashers from these top-rated brands tend to lean towards the more expensive end of the spectrum, but even that said, the cost can vary depending on the specific models within the brand, so you can still find some pretty durable, long-lasting dishwashers among the brands that offer more budget-friendly options.
Yeah, so you may be wondering which brands were the most likely to break down. Now, Electrolux, Samsung, and Amana distinguished themselves with higher incidence of performance problems compared to other brands, and many members reported that dishwashers from these brands often fell short in effectively cleaning the dishes.
So bottom line, if you're in the market for a new dishwasher and you prioritize one that works and works all the time, you want to look at Bosch, Gaggenau, Miele, and Thermador. Those are the clear winners. You know, I have used Bosch for the last two dishwashers I had to replace, one at my mom's house and one at my house, and I'm really happy with the result, except for the mice that chewed through the water line.
That was terrible.
You can't blame Bosch for that.
Wade in South Dakota is on the line and has a question about siding. How can we help you?
Hi. We had a big hailstorm come through, and it took out a bunch of our siding, our steel siding. And I'm kind of fighting with the insurance company to find an exact match. My question, I guess, is the house is close to 20 years old. What are the chances that the siding that they pick is going to match up with the color?
Between little and none.
That's kind of what I figured.
And listen, Wade, when this is not a new argument with insurance companies. It happens all the time with roof damage, you know. Let's say you get ice stand damage and you have to just replace like 3 feet of roof in the front of the house, or maybe you get leaks around a vent or something and you have to replace a piece of roof. Insurance companies traditionally replace the entire roof. In your case, they should be replacing all of your siding without argument, because they've got to restore it at least as good as it was before, and giving you mismatched siding isn't what you contracted them to do. So I would stick to your guns And sure, give them the opportunity to find a replacement, but they won't be able to, and you don't have to accept it, and you can insist that it all be replaced with brand new siding. Do you have a private adjuster on this to help you with the claim?
Somebody that the insurance company contacted, yes.
That adjuster is working for the insurance company. What you want to do is get a public adjuster, and a public adjuster works for you, the public, and they work on commission, so it doesn't really cost you much to have these guys on the job, and they're there to find every single solitary thing that they can claim for and get that into the claim. So everything from picking up the nails on your property that will be part of that construction project to getting the whole house resided, they try to get that claim as full as possible, because the more they find, the more money they make, because they're all on commission. So I would definitely find a good quality public adjuster, perhaps check with your attorney, do your research, find somebody that has a lot of experience, and let them fight for you so you don't have to fight with the insurance company.
Great. I'll definitely look into that. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us during the hustle bustle of the holiday season. Whatever you are working on, we are standing by to lend a hand. Coming up, if you love the classic look of marble tops in your kitchen or bath, but you don't love those high prices, we're going to share a new product that offers a beautiful marble surface without draining your bank account. All this when the Money Pit returns.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit.
Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what's on your holiday wish list? Is it maybe more home improvement help and lots of fun how-to info? Well, look no more, you guys. We've got all of that coming your way every Monday and Thursday on the Money Pit podcast. You can check it out at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your pods.
Dina and I was on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
I have this brown paneling, and it goes all the way from the floor to the ceiling in every room. And I wondered if I can paint over this or wallpaper, or what is your suggestion?
Wow. That's a, what's that, 1970s?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. You know, I kind of remember that growing up. We had those, that era in my house, and, you know, it's always better to remove it, but you can paint it. What you want to do, Dina, is you want to prime it. So the first thing you would do is you would clean it. You would lightly sand it. And because there's so much of it, I would, when I go to the paint store, I would get a sanding extension. It's on a pole. It's like a pole with an indexing head at the bottom, at the end of it, I should say. And you can run this pole over the surface and sand it, rough it up a little bit. And then you're going to want to prime it. And I would use a good quality oil-based primer. It'll go on nice and thick. It'll give you a good solid surface on which to add the wall paint. And then you can use latex wall paint on top of that. And I think it'll come out nice. And it'll go on easy if you do those steps in that order, because once you prime it, you get a very nice even surface. It fills in any of the imperfections in the surface, and it will make sure that top coat can be accepted properly.
What about those grooves?
You're always going to have those grooves. You can't do anything about it unless you want to take the paneling down, which, by the way, could be an option, because sometimes when they put the paneling up, they just nailed it with these types of small, very thin ring nails. You could experiment with the possibility of taking that paneling off the walls, and you may find that underneath it is drywall. Now, generally, you have to do a lot of spackling, sometimes retaping and that kind of thing, but it is possible that underneath that paneling are some decent, typical drywalled covered walls.
Okay, it sounds like a Saturday job.
Yeah, well, at least if you've got that much paneling, it might be a couple of Saturdays jobs, a lot of Saturdays.
Yeah.
All right, Dina, good luck with that project. Thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you guys love the look of marble tops in your kitchen or bath, but not the cost of those tops, Deich Coatings is now out with a brand new product called the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit. And what it does is it lets you create a beautiful marble surface in just a weekend.
Yeah, that's right. It's a roll-on marble resurfacing kit, so it's great for countertops, vanities, and tabletops. It comes in four elegant color schemes and even lets you create real marble-veined surfaces in just a few simple steps with no special skills needed. Now, you can create a tough, resilient marble surface with distinct, defined veins, or if you like that softer, swirly kind of look, you definitely can do that too. It's really easy to use. You don't need any special skills. Everything that you do need is included in that kit, and it's all $169. So it's really a great cost-effective way to achieve something super gorgeous.
You'll find the new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit at Deich Coatings for $169, but actually I think it's on sale right now for less. DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
All right, our next caller has a question that I'm happy to answer over the phone, but will not go see in person. William in Delaware has mice. What is going on over there?
Yeah, we recently, back in March, moved in a Habitat for Humanity home, and we really enjoyed Soroho in downtown Wilmington. And for the first, I'd say, 4 or 5 months, we had no problems with mice or anything else. But the last 3 or 4 months, man, we've been getting mice coming in from the basement. I think that's where they're coming from. We've caught like 25 mice in the last 3 or 4 months.
Wow.
We've got sticky traps out, going around and put low, expanding foam in any cracks I can find, and, basement penetration stuff, but I don't know where they're coming in other than that. I was wondering if you had any ideas for what to do next.
Well, why don't you get a cat and a snake? Problem will be solved.
Right. Well, unfortunately, my family's allergic to dogs and cats, so I can't do that.
Well, look, have you tried bait yet?
Well, yeah, I have some bait traps outside, but they're still coming in.
Okay, so is it, getting rid of rodents is sort of a management problem, all right? You know, they're so small, they can squeeze into the space the size of a nickel. And so you're doing all of the right things. Now, outside the house, and since it's a newer house, this may not be the case, but we always tell people to not store firewood against house, not store garbage against house, to make sure that there's no, you know, areas where mice can sort of linger around the outside of the house. Inside the house, you want to make sure you don't have any kind of food source. So if you had a pet, that might be, you know, the dog food bag, or if you have a pantry, that might be the not keeping the cereal boxes on the bottom shelf where they can be chewed into by mice. You know, those are all the normal things. Beyond that, it's a maintenance issue where you're going to make sure you keep, you said baits outside. I would put bait inside. What I would do is this on a basement or a crawl space?
Yeah, so it has a basement.
So I would, and the basement's not finished?
No, it's not.
So what I would do is I would get some bait stations, put it up on the ledge between the concrete block and the bottom sill where the framing is. That's sort of like the highway that the mice will use to crawl all around the outside of the house. So put your bait stations right there so that they can have some of that delectable poison and then go outside and die.
Well, hopefully that's what I was a little leery about. I'm afraid that if they eat, they might die inside the house. Someplace where I can get to
them. Now, occasionally you could find one inside the house, but it's unusual. Normally they'll go outside. The thing is, as the weather gets colder, they go inside because they like a nice warm house as well. But you've got to prevent them by sealing up all the gaps and putting out bait stations.
Okay, well, I'll try more of the bait stations outside then.
Not outside. Put the bait inside on that ledge.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yes, I will.
All right, good luck with that problem.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome, Bill. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, Rebecca has a running toilet but can't turn the valve off to fix it. I've been there, lady. That is a tough one. We're going to share a good solution next.
You live in a money pit.
This is Carl Lindebot. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Broncos sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor. And remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
Memory Lane Antiques & Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques & Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garlands, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Slow
down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy holidays. As you look around your house, if there's a project you want to get done, reach out to us for help right now.
Rebecca reached out to Team Money Pit and says, I have a toilet that keeps running. After watching YouTube videos, I know that my first step is to turn off the water at the toilet, but I can't turn the knob. I don't want to cause a problem by forcing it with a tool and then making more of a problem. Is there another way to turn off the water?
Yeah, that's a pretty smart thing, Rebecca, to stop right there, because the handles on those toilet valves are pretty weak and you can easily bend them or break them off. So if you can't turn the water off at the toilet valve itself, one way to get around this is to turn the water off at the main water valve. This will turn, of course, all the water off in the house, but it'll get you through having to replace the innards of that toilet, which, by the way, you want to replace both the fill valve and the flush valve, because you got to drain the toilet anyway, so you might as well get that done. Now, in terms of freeing up that toilet valve, what you could try to do is to spray it with a penetrating oil and then sort of work it back and forth using only hand pressure. What happens with those toilet valves is they leak just a tiny little bit, and they get kind of like mineral salts that are stuck to them in there, and they kind of grind away, and eventually it acts like a glue or something, Leslie, and it just seals it, you know, and you can't do anything with it. But if you try to like put a wrench on it or something, you're going to most likely bend that valve, and then you're going to need a plumber to cut it out and put a new one in, and that's going to get expensive. So I wouldn't give up on that, but in terms of just your immediate need, you could simply turn the water off at the main water valve. And by the way, if that doesn't work, you better fix that valve right away. You're going to definitely need a plumber, because that's something you've got to be able to turn off, because who knows where the next leak's going to happen. And if it does, you want to be sure that your main water valve works.
All right, Rebecca, good luck with that. Now, Laura wrote in saying, we want to remodel our laundry room. The floor is cement and slants toward a center drain. What is the best kind of flooring at an economical price that would work for the laundry room flooring?
You know, what do you think about good old-fashioned ceramic tile for that? I mean, I think if you used a small tile, like a 2x2 or a mosaic, you could sort of curve it down towards the drain. I've seen that done in, you know, commercial bathrooms and showers and stuff like that. So it's definitely a possibility. So I think that's a possibility. And then the other thing could be an epoxy, which is a two-part paint. Of course, it's not very attractive, kind of more designed for a garage.
It's more functional.
Yeah, it is more functional. Or, you know, you could look at some of the coatings that Dice Coatings makes. They have, like, Roller Rock, which is designed for pool decks that can work inside or out. And that can be very attractive. You can have, like, a tile finish on that, or you can have a bit of a rougher finish on that, which, you know, makes it kind of slip resistant. So you have either the liquid finishes like that, or tile finishes.
Now, let me ask you, Tom, the point of a drain in a laundry room, I mean, you're not really dumping water down there. Is this just in the event of an emergency? I'm just more from a curiosity standpoint.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's designed to drain, you know, the laundry room. If the laundry, you know, a lot of the washing machines, especially the older ones, if they broke, the floats never turn off. Yeah, so I think the point of that drain is just to give that water a place where it can drain out. But, you know, one thing you might want to check is to make sure it's still going somewhere. I mean, I might dump a few gallons of water down that and make sure it's still draining. Because if the drain's not working, or it's blocked up, or hasn't worked for years, then problem solved, right?
Right. Seriously. I mean, who knows where that's going to? So that's definitely the first part there, Laura. But definitely a small tile, an epoxy coating, if you do need that drain to function, those are all great choices.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of these holiday days with us. We've got a lot going on this time of year, and we so appreciate you spending a little bit of your day with us. We hope that we are giving you the information that you need to help take care of home sweet home. And if we're not, reach out with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can always go to moneypit.com/ask for the quickest possible response. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. Israel is pounding targets in southern Gaza, ordering more neighborhoods designated for attack to evacuate, as the United States is urging it to do more to protect civilians. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton draws on U.S. bombing campaigns in World War II to make his point. Israel should not face pressure from the White House to prioritize humanitarian shipments as it battles Hamas in the Gaza.
Nobody was wringing their hands about giving humanitarian aid into Nazi Germany or Imperial Japan. And in over the span of just a couple nights, spring of 1945, we did much, much worse in Dresden, Tokyo than anything Israel's done in Gaza.
The Republican senator was a guest this week on the Salem Radio Network. An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude 7.6 struck off the coast of the southern Philippine island of Mindanao. No immediate reports of any damage or casualties. Geological Survey John Bellini says that the area around the Philippines does have a lot of earthquakes.
Magnitude 7.0 and larger earthquakes, we see 13 or 14 per year globally. So these are relatively less common. But when we do have a magnitude 7.0, we typically have a lot of aftershocks, some of quite large size, and that's what we're seeing.
Among the many challenges small businesses face as they try to grow these days is getting a loan there is right near the top.
Banks, big and small, have tightened lending standards as the Federal Reserve hiked up interest rates in the past 2 years. The collapse of three regional banks this spring and the possibility of stricter regulations have likely made some banks more cautious as well. So business owners are having to make sacrifices, from turning to crowdsourcing instead of lenders, borrowing from family or friends, or simply foregoing expansion plans that would have been funded by more capital.
Jeremy House reporting. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
You'll know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Turning to overseas, Russian police have raided gay bars in Moscow after the country's Supreme Court labeled the LGBTQ plus movement as an extremist organization. We get the latest in this story from correspondent Karen Chamas.
48 hours after Russia's Supreme Court banned what it called the global LGBTQ plus movement, as an extremist organization, Russian forces raided gay clubs and bars throughout the capital. According to local media, police searched venues that included a nightclub, a male sauna, and a bar that hosted LGBTQ plus parties under the pretext of a drug raid. Eyewitnesses told journalists that clubgoers' documents were checked and photographed by the security services. They also said that managers had been able to warn patrons before police arrived. I'm Karen Chamas.
Check out the latest breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Hackers have been busy with Israeli products and companies.
U.S. and Israeli authorities say a small Western Pennsylvania water authority was one of several organizations breached by Iran-affiliated hackers. They targeted a specific industrial control device. The reason? It's made in Israel. Officials say the victims spanned a number of cities across the United States, though most have not been named. The Municipal Water Authority of Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, was hacked 1 week ago. Jason Walker reporting.
A Los Angeles man who was already arrested in another shooting investigation has been identified as the suspect in three recent killings of homeless men. Police say the man was identified as the suspect in the killings after authorities determined the firearm found in the vehicle he was driving was linked to the shootings. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And it is officially the ho-ho home improvement season. See how I did that?
I like what you did there.
If you've got some projects you want to tackle around this holiday season, we'd love to help. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Whether it's a project for now or a project for the year ahead, we are here to help you save time, save money, and get that job done right. Coming up on today's show, it is the most wonderful time of the year for burglars. Yep. The FBI says nearly 400,000 burglaries occur in the U.S. from now until the end of the year. So we thought it'd be good to share some tips on how to best secure your doors to stay safe.
All right. And when it comes to sealing your home from gaps that allow cold air to break through, there's no better insulation to use than spray foam. We're going to highlight a brand new product designed for pros and serious DIYers that can be applied without mixing and seals those most common sources of drafts in a house.
And is your driveway cracked or worn, or does it suffer from some of those nasty oil stains? Tip, first fix the leak in your car. But we've got a surefire solution that can help clean up those stains for good and restore the surface just ahead.
All right, guys, but what are you working on this holiday week? Are you getting ready? Your family coming? Are you putting up the decorations? Are you trying to get something done quick before those family members arrive? Well, whatever it is, we are standing by to lend a hand. So give us a call.
Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask for the quickest possible response. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Randy in Wisconsin is dealing with a lot of snow and the aftermath thereof. What can we help you with?
We have a garage in our house, and when we bring our vehicles in here in Wisconsin, we have a lot of snow. And of course, it gets stuck underneath your vehicles and whatever. We try to scrape off some of the snow, you know, but it melts and it goes all over the garage because the floor is pretty much level, you know, ponds here and there, but it kind of flows over to my work area and stuff. And I wonder if there's a good solution to, you know, containing that water, or I don't know if I need to put it in a drain or what to do.
Well, I mean, obviously it's the floor angle is the issue. Most garage floors are pitched to the door so that water will run out if that's not happening with you. What you might want to think about is putting in a garage flooring system. They have tiles available from a number of manufacturers that sit on top of the garage floor, but they're perforated. So if there's a bit of water, it'll settle sort of below the tile surface. So even though the wet is still there, you won't really be stepping in puddles. Now, do you have the floor painted?
No, it's not painted, no.
So another thing that you might want to do is epoxy paint that floor. That's something you can do yourself with a garage floor epoxy paint kit. Basically, you mix up the epoxy and the hardener, the paint and the hardener. You apply the paint. You can put a decorative chip in there. It will help hide dirt. And you can even put a lacquer finish on it. And when you have a smooth, shiny finish like that, what you can do is pick up a squeegee. And that makes it really quick and really easy to take those puddles and basically squeegee them right off the floor when the snow melts and leaves those puddles behind.
Okay. I'll check into that.
Good luck, Randy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Susan in Missouri has a question about a fireplace. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Well, I have a gas fireplace, and it's one of those where they seem to have cut the hole in the wall and stuck the fireplace in there, and now I cannot stop the wind from blowing in. I don't know what to do.
Okay, so is the wind coming in the hole where the gas pipe is coming through?
It seems to be coming from all around the fireplace. You know, it's got the mantle, and it comes from around the mantle and anywhere where there's, you know, where it's been put together, it seems to have air coming in. And of course it is coming in. It's got the outside box, I guess, to have the exhaust.
Okay, so this sounds to me like it's a manufactured fireplace as opposed to an old brick one that was converted to gas. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
What, and it has doors on it, too?
No, it does not.
Do you know what the brand is of the fireplace?
A Lennox, I believe.
Well, the first thing I would do is I would take a look at the installation, and very often there's probably gaps somewhere around that box that were not properly sealed. I would also consider contacting Lennox and getting the original installation instructions. You may even be able to download those, which will give you or your contractor a guide to determine if it was correctly installed. And then thirdly, I would find out if doors are available for that fireplace, because that could solve all your problems.
Okay.
Especially if it's a gas fireplace pre-made and it has a combustion air supply, you may be able to keep that all behind the glass doors and stop all the drafts from coming through.
That's a great idea. Thank you. I'll try that.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. What are you guys working on? Are you getting busy, getting ready for the holidays? I know there are so many things to take care of, and probably one thing you're not thinking about is that those burglars are also getting ready for the holiday season and trying to think about, ooh, are you going to be away? What's all that good stuff you got in there from the holidays? Well, this is the burglary busy time of year, so we're going to share some tips to help you stay safe and secure after this.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. On air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, when it comes to home improvements, do you just kind of know everything you want to know already? And you're like, I don't need any help. Well, please, even we need help. So what's going on, you guys? What are you working on? I'm sure there's so much and you're looking for lots of great home improvement tips and ideas. Well, we've got them. You've come to the right place. So every Monday and Thursday on the Money Pit podcast, you're going to get lots of great new info and lots of wonderful projects and ideas that you can be tackling at your Money Pit. So check it all out at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your favorite pods.
Jake's calling in from Ontario, Canada with a painting question. How can we help you today?
I'm calling because I'm doing some home renovations, obviously, and I'm starting to paint a room, and I'm wondering what my best option is with regards to which order I should do things. So I have baseboards on the walls. Just wondering if it's a good idea to take the baseboards off before painting, or should I paint with the baseboards on, and what order? Walls first, baseboards first, stuff like that.
There's an amazing invention called masking tape, Jake. And it does the trick with protecting those baseboards. So, I mean, obviously you need to prep, and prep is really the hardest part of painting. So getting the drop cloths down and getting everything masked off so you can separate the colors. Now, are the baseboards painted now?
They are, yeah. I just don't like the color.
So what I would do is I would paint the baseboards first. I would paint all the trim first because you can be a little sloppy about that. You don't have to mask them off because if it gets on a wall, you're going to paint the wall anyway. So I would go ahead and paint the baseboards first and the trim. And then after it dries for a couple of days, then I would mask it off very, very carefully. So that you can paint the wall colors, whatever color you want. Then, of course, the first step with wall painting is to do what we call the cut-in, where you paint along that masking tape line, and establish that edge around that border, around the walls and around the floor where the baseboard is, and then you can fill the rest in with a roller.
So with the masking tape, is it a good idea to remove the masking tape right away, or should I let the paint dry and then remove it?
Yeah, let it dry first.
Okay.
And if it starts to peel a little bit of the paint off, sometimes that happens, just take a razor blade and just slice the paint that went between the masking tape and the wall. There's also different types of masking tape that have absorbance built into it that's designed to specifically stop that from happening. One is frog tape, a little bit more expensive, but it has an absorbent built into it, so it sort of gives you a much cleaner edge without that sort of rippy kind of masking tape edge that can happen sometimes.
Okay, perfect. Thanks very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We've got Sally on the line from Decatur, Illinois, who wants to talk metal roofing. What can we do for you today?
Well, my grandkids have purchased a home, and it's going to need a new roof, and they are heart set on doing a metal roof.
Okay.
My question is that a good idea, or shall we go with the shingle roofs?
Yeah, it's a great question. So first of all, a metal roof is really an investment grade roofing. And what that means is when you put a metal roof on, you rarely have to replace it ever. I mean, they last like 50 to 100 years. Today, they also have coatings on them that help reflect the heat of the sun. So they just stay cooler in the summer as well. So it's a great roof. It really comes down to the house. Is this going to be a forever house for them? Or is this sort of a house that they're in, you know, for the next 5 to 10 years or so?
Probably so. It's their first home.
Yeah, so it'll be fairly short term then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're not going to get the benefit of paying for a roof that's going to last 50 years. You know, they're going to get the same benefit out of an asphalt shingle roof that might last 20 years. And if they sell the house in 10 years, you know, they'll have gotten their money's worth out of it. So while I love to recommend metal roofs, it is an economic question as well as a durability question. Now, if you're in a house and you're going to be there, you know, forever, you might want to get a metal roof because that is a roof that's never going to have to be replaced again. It's super durable in all sorts of climates.
Well, with them being young and this is our first home, I'm kind of with you. I would go with maybe a shake shingle or whatever instead of the metal roof because I know eventually they will move.
The house will definitely have a better value if you put a metal roof on it, but I don't know that you're going to get 100% return on investment.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Happy to help.
Well, according to the FBI, nearly 400,000 burglaries occur in the U.S. from now through the end of the year, which is not a very long amount of time. That is a lot of activity from those burglars. And that's why now is the perfect time to step up your home security, and in particular, your doors. First of all, you want to invest in a good quality deadbolt. Now, doors with handle locks can be very easily broken into. Deadbolts, on the other hand, offer double the locking security and require hammer force to break in. Now, you're going to want to make sure that each entry door has a deadbolt, not just the high traffic ones, and your home is only as secure as its most vulnerable entry point. So you want to make sure that you buy a deadbolt with keyed access on the outside and thumb latches on the inside. And locks that require keys to be used from the inside of the home, that can be dangerous if residents need to make a quick exit in the event of an emergency, like a fire.
Now, keep in mind that no matter which lock you choose, it's only as strong as the door in which it's installed. So the weakest part of the door is usually the area around the lock. You can fix that with decorative door reinforcement plates. They're available for maybe like $20 or so, and they can make that area a lot more secure. And if you're ready for a new door, go with a fiberglass doors. These mimic the look of wood, but they are far stronger and much more energy efficient. Also, some of them have multi-point locks that are sort of like bank vault style pins that go out at the top, they go out the side, they go out the bottom, and they totally prevent that door from being able to be kicked in.
Now, you also need to make sure that you're securing those patio doors too, especially since they're usually on the rear of a home and much more secluded. You can add a patio door patio bar. Now, this keeps the door from sliding back in its tracks even if the lock is broken into. And this is especially important if you have older patio doors because these have the worst locks and they can be lifted right out of their tracks. I mean, seriously, you just lift the door off for super easy entry.
And you know what else? If you don't have time to get a patio door bar, there's a quick fix alternative. Just cut a 2x4 to fit between the sliding door and the door jamb. This stops the door from being able to slide open.
Scott in Alaska needs some help with energy efficient lighting. How can we help you?
Yes, I'm currently changing over my house to all LED lighting. And I also have currently a few rooms with fluorescent tube lighting, and I'd like to change those over to LED, and I live up here in Alaska, and I just haven't been able to find the tubes with LED.
Yeah, they're available. You can probably find them online and have them shipped to you, but they're made in the same exact shape as the standard fluorescent bulbs. You know, they're not inexpensive, but they do have a very long life. Like, those kinds of lights will typically last like 50,000 hours or something crazy like that. I think the bulbs themselves are probably, I would guess, $20 or $30 a piece.
And the shipping's probably going to be $100.
Yeah, exactly. But they're going to last a lot longer. At this point, though, I would also price out replacement fixtures. As you might find, by the time you buy all of those bulbs, it might be cheaper just to replace the fixtures. Plus, I don't know how much energy is going to be wasted because all those fixtures have the transformers built into them. There may be some system waste in terms of the fixture itself.
Okay, I'm just looking. I'm very impressed with the LED brightness and of course, the energy savings over a period of time. And I just want my whole house to be energy efficient and save me money in the long run. But I just can't seem to find them up here in Alaska yet. I do like going to Home Depot, and they did have some LED tube fluorescent tubes, but not my size currently.
Yeah, I would order them online, have them shipped. That would be the way to get them to your door, okay?
All right, well, thank you very much for your time.
Good luck, Scott. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heading out to Michigan, where we've got Tiffany on the line, who seems to have a painting project gone wrong. What happened?
A can of dark spray paint leaked on the bottom and got all over our wood laminate floor. Is there any way to remove the black paint that's remaining? We tried wiping it up. Some of it was removed, but there is still a spot where the paint remains.
Oh, I'd love to hear the whole story behind that, Tiffany. That sounds like a real mess. But it does also sound like you've gotten some of this done. Leslie, you know what would be a very good paint remover for this situation, at least to try? Nail polish remover. Because it's what? Acetone. It's acetone, right? So, it takes the paint off your nails. It'll probably take the paint off that floor.
Do you think it would take the finish off the floor?
No, and here's why. Because if you have a laminate floor, right, the color of the floor, the pattern, is underneath a protective finish. And that's pretty durable stuff. I mean, I would not, like, flood the floor with this stuff. And you might just want to buy a small can of acetone directly, even though it's the same as nail polish remover. But I would rub it very, very carefully over that surface and see if it starts to take it off. I mean, I wouldn't soak it, and you can kind of watch it as you go. But I bet you that will take off the rest of that paint, Tiffany.
I mean, that definitely seems like a good plan and definitely worth the try.
And if you're worried about whether it's going to take the finish off the floor, I mean, go ahead and test it out in some place that's not too noticeable, like, I don't know, inside a closet or just up really close to the kitchen cabinets where you have, like, that overhang for the kickboard.
Under the couch.
If you got a laminate floor. Yeah, exactly.
Don in Pennsylvania's got a question about windows. What can we help you with?
These windows are mid-1700s. That's before the Revolution. The ones I'm working on, there was the building actually had a date on it, 1746.
Wow. That's impressive.
And the glass on these was like poured glass. It wasn't manufactured the way they make them now. And I'm trying to save the glass, and I'm trying not to damage the wood at all, but I'm scraping and painting and weatherizing these windows. And the reason I'm doing that is because a lot of the glaze is falling out and the paint is flaking away and everything. But some of that glaze that's on there, and this hasn't been done, I would say, for more than 30 years, because we've lived here 30 years and have never done it to this window. And so that some of the glaze is falling out, but others is really tenacious and stuck to that wood and that glass. And I don't want to ruin the glass or ruin the wood. So what's the best way to get that old glaze out of there?
Are you using any heat to help you here?
Not yet.
So what you want to try to do is get a heat gun, which kind of looks like an industrial-sized hair dryer.
Yeah, I have an electric heat gun, and I've used that to help remove some of the paint. But I don't know the temperature of that heat gun. But
well, I mean, you want to use it cautiously. You know, I wouldn't lean into it with the nozzle, but I would try to warm that old putty. Generally, if you warm it, it loosens up. Now, some guys that do windows all the time will actually use steam to soften the putty. And I've seen guys create almost like steam chambers where they kind of build a box, fill it with warm steam, and then slide the sashes in there and pull them out, and now they're warm and they strip them off.
one way that you could try to do this without sort of building that chamber might be to get a wallpaper steamer and then use some of that steam, use it against the window, warm it. That warm, moist steam may also help to loosen it up. But if you already got the heat gun, I would try trying to warm it up gently and see how the old glazing reacts to that.
Oh, okay. I will. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, when it comes to sealing out drafts, there's really no better insulation to use than spray foam. We're going to highlight a new, easy-to-use product that can be applied without mixing to seal the most common sources of drafts in a home next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Do you or someone you love
struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, when it comes to sealing your home from gaps that allow all that cold air to break through, there's no better insulation to use than spray foam. But up to now, most spray foam applications require two-part foam spray systems that are difficult to set up and challenging to use.
Well, now DAP has developed a convenient one-part alternative that makes spray foam application a much simpler process for both the pro and the serious DIYer. With us to explain the new DAP Touch and Foam Professional Wall and Cavity Foam is Jason Wirth, the Senior Director of Product. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you.
I got to tell you, we are big fans of spray foam insulation here. I've used it extensively in my home, and there is no better way to seal up a 1886 house than with spray foam, I can tell you that. And I've used it in all the places that you would think, from the attic right down to the rim joists. But when I did this, we had to have some pretty serious equipment involved because the product had to be mixed on site. What you guys have developed is essentially a modular system that's one part, and you can basically buy it, and you can apply right away. No fuss, no muss. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. As you mentioned before, you know, all systems today are two-part. And, you know, the challenging piece with that is, you know, when you have two parts, you know, they react to temperatures differently, and keeping them on ratio is tough, right? So we saw a need for across a wide spectrum of users to make the process simpler so that everyone can enjoy and apply good energy-saving foam to their basements, you know, crawl spaces. That's what we really targeted doing here with wall and cavity foam. The nice thing about the wall and cavity as well, on top of the, you know, not having to worry about ratio issues or off-ratio issues, is that one component is much more friendly for a larger temperature range. So no need to heat up cylinders. You know, you can apply from 40 degrees Fahrenheit to 120, and that's about four times the traditional temperature range on the two component system.
So for folks that are new to this product, I know this really is dedicated toward pros and advanced DIYers, but this is really a new advancement in home spray foam insulation. So what is sort of tips and guides here to help somebody who's very new to this to start with you?
The first thing is obviously understanding the goals that you would like to receive, you know, from energy savings, your R value, where you're putting in a basement or crawl space. Do you need a Class A fire rated application? All these can be provided by the wall and cavity foam. What we always recommend is utilizing the wall and cavity foam as what we call a flash and bat installation, where you're putting in a small layer of the spray foam to air seal and create a moisture barrier, and then placing your bat insulation on top for optimum efficiency.
So you get the best of both worlds. You get the air seal from the foam, and then you get the insulation from your traditional insulation materials.
Absolutely.
It's interesting that a lot of the challenges people have when trying to install spray foam insulation is the applicator. They're struggling with it, but you guys have really developed something that is very user-friendly and kind of intuitive, no?
You know, obviously for spray foam applications, you want a nice wide pattern that can be done either vertically or horizontally for an easy fill and a quick fill. So we've included a responsive flow control trigger to do that, as well as some replacement nozzles, both vertical and horizontal applications, nice ergonomic handle, and of course a good long 8-foot hose to help get around obstacles and get access without having to move the cylinder around too much.
Jason, this all sounds great. Where can people go to get their hands on this?
So you can find this at Menards and select Home Depots, and we also have a presence on the industrial side as well for professional contractors. The best place to go is on DAP.com and also utilize our Where to Buy function.
The product is called the DAP Wall and Cavity Foam with Wide Spray Applicator, a one-component spray foam system that makes it possible to seal gaps and cracks with very, very little effort throughout your entire house. Jason Wirth from DAP, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you.
Jason Worth from DAF, thank you so much for joining us and sharing all this info on the new spray foam insulation. Coming up, is your driveway cracked or worn or suffering from nasty oil stains? Well, we've got a surefire solution to clean up those stains for good and restore that surface just ahead. You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending a bit of your holiday month with us. We hope we've given you a couple of tips and advice that can help you with projects you want to get done around your house now or in the future.
What are you guys working on? I know this is a very busy, busy time of year, and so you're probably thinking, who's got time for home improvement projects? Or, oh no, I've got to get this last one done quick. Well, whatever it is, maybe you're starting to think about what's next. Well, why not listen every Monday and Thursday? You're going to find some great new DIY info on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy your pods. All right, we've got Denise on the line. What's going on? You've got woody woodpeckers pecking away at your house?
Sure do.
All right, so what kind of damage is this little guy causing?
Well, I don't live in that home. I'm in another state. My son's there, and he's hit like two or three sides of the house. So okay. My son has put little pieces of wood mm-hmm. up there. It's a manufactured home, so don't ask me what the siding is. I don't know. I'm sure you do.
Mm-hmm.
but they just make new holes.
Right.
So he was thinking, we've investigated products, and the manufacturer actually says, no, it won't work. And so we've come down to some kind of a stone facing, and I don't know anything about that. You know, I don't know brand.
Well, first of all, if you're talking about replacing siding, then you're probably talking about a product like Hardy Plank, which is a great product. And it's basically a cementitious board that can look like wood, frankly. I've got it on my garage. It looks great. But, you know, you can't get birds like woodpeckers or bugs that can destroy it. But before we go there, let me give you some really simple things to try, which I've had very good success with over the years. So you want to dissuade this woodpecker or pack of woodpeckers from working on that side of your house. It's just a matter of habit. You know, the reason they peck the wood is because they're looking for worms, and they have no idea that there's no worms inside the wood that's being used inside your house. If you were to cut strips of black plastic, like let's say you had a hefty bag and you cut it into like 2-inch strips, and you were to tack some of the strips in that area, the fluttering of those strips will dissuade the woodpeckers from coming back. And you leave it up there for a couple of months and then take it down, the problem might go away. The other thing that works is shiny discs like tin pie plates. They're, when those sort of twist in the breeze, they also can dissuade woodpeckers. But I like the black plastic strips because they're not quite as obvious.
Right.
And they're real easy to do. So if you were to go up there with that and tack them in place in that area, I think you may find that the woodpeckers are confused by that and might just go and you know, take on somebody else's house down the street, but at least they'll leave yours alone.
Mm-hmm. We have tried aluminum foil strips, and that didn't work.
Yeah, I don't know about the strips. I've always used pie plates, pie tins. But
okay.
I would try the black plastic strips. I think you'll have success with that.
So can you, if it's not, what kind of siding can he put up to dissuade these little buggers?
Well, if you want a siding that they're not going to be able to get through, then I would suggest Hardy Plank, H-A-R-D-I-P-L-A-N-K.
Okay.
They have clapboard, they have shingles. It's really nice stuff. Take a look at the Hardy Plank website, and you'll be able to see lots of photos of homes that have been covered with it.
Does it come in sections like 4 feet wide, or
it comes in different types of siding profiles? So the clapboard or the shingle, for example, they have many different types. But you can take a look at there, and maybe you'll find one that's close to what you have, and you can use it for a repair product too. All right, Denise, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if your driveway is stained from oil leaks or cracked or worn, now is a great time to clean it and to seal it. Now, beyond stain removal, the type of driveway maintenance you need to do is going to depend on whether you have concrete, asphalt, or a paver driveway to begin with.
Yeah, and first let's talk about those nasty oil stains. You want to mix up a solution of trisodium phosphate into a paste. Now, you'll find this at the paint aisle of any hardware store or home center. It's often used to clean walls before you paint, and that's why it's there. But it works really well for cleaning up oil stains. You want to apply the TSP paste wet to the stain, and let's sit for an hour or more, and then rinse. Now, obviously, the sooner you can get to the stain, the better, but even old stains can be successfully removed with this approach, as long as you fix that car first so it doesn't keep happening again and again.
Yeah, that's very true. Now, for an asphalt driveway that needs to be resealed, you can use asphalt-compatible products to fill those cracks, gaps, and holes, and then you use a disposable squeegee to apply an airport-grade latex sealer over the entire surface. You want to make sure that the forecast is clear for the applying and drying time, since rain is going to cause that sealer to run. It's going to run on the sidewalks and the streets, and then what happens is you are left with some unremovable stains, which look pretty gross. Now, you can follow up with a generous drying period. You need to give it a couple of days if possible, so definitely look for a good span of dry weather. If you do all of that, you're going to have an attractive automotive entrance right at your home.
Now, if you've got a concrete driveway with a worn surface, it's best to apply a concrete resurfacing product to that entire driveway. Now, you've got concrete surfaces out there that are really good. The last one I used, I loved. I used it on my entire basement floor. It's called QuickCrete's Recap, and it's specially formulated to stick to old concrete, and that's going to leave your driveway looking almost brand new. If you want more tips, check out our post on driveway sealing and maintenance on MoneyPit.com.
All right, now we're heading to Tennessee where Ty is on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
My wife and I had an area rug in our den, and it was a large area rug. We
We needed to replace it, so we picked it up, and there's sun damage where it's faded to hardwood floors. So there's a line of demarcation, and I was wanting to know if there was an easy way to fix that without having to sand the hardwood floors.
Yeah, time. Time will fix it. You know, I have hardwood floors in my very old house, and I remember once having to do a pretty significant repair where an old floor furnace, do you remember those old floor furnaces that would sit flush with the floor? So I had a big square hole in the floor, and I had to take that out and put framing in and then replace the flooring. And I actually had to make some of this flooring because it was an unusual shape. And despite my best efforts, of course, the new flooring was like, it was like the difference between white and brown. It was like that distinct. It looked clearly like a patch. And I had the same feeling about, well, maybe I could stay in it. But I knew that if I just let it alone, it would eventually fade. And I tell you what, within a year, it had faded to match the other floor perfectly. And I'm so glad that I did not try to mess with it. And I just let ultraviolet light and time do its thing. The same way it protected that floor under that carpet, it will eventually fade and be the exact same color as the rest of the floor. So I wouldn't do a thing. Leslie, what do you think?
I mean, it's always really interesting when you have a beautiful floor and you want it to look fantastic. So I think if you give it some time and, you know, learn to live with it, you'll enjoy it.
Okay. Well, thank you, because I wasn't sure if you could put a glaze or something on the faded part to try to match the other part. We just didn't want to have to go through the hassle of re-sanding that whole room and then, you know, the dust and all that stuff that goes along with it.
It is a big project.
It's a very big project.
Yes.
I really think you should just give it some time and let it fade back, and you'll think you give it some time, you'll save all that money and time and aggravation. Because the only way to skip this step is to basically refinish the whole floor, and there's really no reason for that.
Or just cover it up again with another rug.
Yeah, we were thinking about covering it up with a smaller rug, but that still leaves the line of demarcation. So we may have to go back with an 8x10 again.
No, or a 9x12 until you eventually cover the whole floor.
Well, that's true too. Okay. But we've lived without the rug on there for 3 or 4 months now, so we may just go for another year and
see what happens. All right, Ty, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here with Team Money Pit. We love that you're spending the holidays with us and allowing us to help you with all of your home improvement projects. Coming up, if you like to enjoy the warm glow of your fireplace this winter, you'd better make sure that the screens are clean to start. We're going to share a solution that's going to help next.
You live in a money pit.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A 1 mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country covered wagons or take the mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never ending waves of shimmering lights. Brightly designed by one of our own, award winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com, because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
For details.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done now or in the year ahead. Help yourself first, though, by going to moneypit.com/ask and post your home improvement question.
John wrote into Team Money Pit and asks, can you offer any ideas on why all of our carpets are buckling in the center? It started happening about 3 or 4 years after install. We were thinking that it might be shoddy installation, didn't stretch them right in the first place. We checked our crawl space, but it's dry.
Yeah, you know, that happens with some carpets. I mean, it may be that you don't have that great a carpet here, but it will stretch, and basically it has to be restretched. So you have to pull the furniture out of that room, and you have to restretch it starting in the center and working out. It's really a job for a pro. They can do it very easily because you need a special tool called a carpet kicker, which basically grabs the carpet and moves it outward towards the tackless, which is that wood strip that goes at the perimeter of the room with little spikes in it that holds it tight. And you can get away with stretching the carpet once, maybe twice, but after that, it's going to be time for a new carpet.
All right, Audrey wrote into Team Money Pit and says, I'm getting sudden bursts of very hot water in the middle of a shower. I have a gas water heater. The pilot light is on. Any idea why this is happening?
Yeah, Audrey, it has nothing to do with your water heater. It has to do with the plumbing valve, the shower valve. You need what's called a pressure-balanced valve installed. What that does is it maintains the mix between hot water and cold water regardless of your water pressure. So once you have the mix just right, you have the balance just right, if you have less hot water or more cold water or less cold water and more hot water, it's going to keep that mix. Even though the amount of flow coming out will vary, the mix won't change, and that avoids that shower shock of getting a really hot blast of water or even a really cold blast of water. And it usually happens because somebody's flushing the toilet somewhere else or the dishwasher's running or whatever. But a pressure balanced shower valve will solve that once and for all.
All right, Audrey, good luck with that. And hopefully you end up with a nice, consistently warm and perfect shower.
Well, if you'd like to enjoy the warm glow of a fireplace this winter, you better make sure the screens are clean to start. Leslie has the tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. And Leslie, you're actually expecting a new screen soon, right?
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited for the little ski condo we have up in Vermont. It hadn't been updated, the fireplace, since the 80s when the place was first built, and so there was a lot of smoke leakage and a lot of confusion into the correct operation of the fireplace. So we're getting a new glass door and screen, and everything's going to be so beautiful and so cozy because I really do love sitting by the fire, cozying up to the fireplace. But you really want to make sure that you can see it, you can enjoy it, that you're using that fireplace properly. So first off, you've got to plan to clean that fireplace screen. And you really do need to be doing that once or twice a season. I mean, in addition, just from getting yucky from the fireplace, I mean, they just get dusty from like all the off season. So definitely a great time to get that job done. Now, you can use a cleaning solution of 1/8 cup of liquid dishwashing detergent, and you mix that to a quart of water. And that's just simply going to do wonders for all of that caked on dirt. You gently scrub the screen with a soft bristle brush, and you follow up by wiping with a lint-free cloth because that's going to help you avoid rusting. If there's any brass sections on it, you want to polish that with a brass cleaner and a lint-free cloth. And I promise you, just that little simple cleaning project is going to make this fireplace so much more enjoyable. But always make sure you're operating proper fireplace maintenance. Get that chimney cleaned once a season. You know, really, it depends on how much firewood you burn. So take care of it. Operate it correctly. Be safe, but also be cozy. It's the holidays. Enjoy.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. On this, the home improvement season, we're happy to help you take on the projects you want to get done now or in the next year ahead. And that's going to be the topic of the next edition of the Money Pit. We're going to share the top five most common remodeling mistakes that people are tackling right now to keep your projects on track for the year ahead. It's all coming up next time on The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Israel's war with Hamas resumed after a week-long truce expired, each side now blaming the other for the resurgence of hostilities. Israeli airstrikes targeting houses and buildings in the Gaza Strip, trying to get Hamas terrorists firing rockets into Israel.
Israel pounded targets in southern Gaza as it continued its offensive in the besieged enclave after a week-long truce with Hamas. Israel's military released new footage showing what it claimed were troops operating inside of Gaza. At a hospital in Khan Yunis, injured were driven into the emergency rooms. Many of Israel's attacks were focused on the Khan Yunis area in southern Gaza, where the military said it had struck more than 50 Hamas targets with airstrikes, tank fire, and its navy. Israel had dropped leaflets to warn residents to leave. However, many Palestinians in Gaza say there's nowhere else to go. I'm Karen Shamas.
In the nation's capital, a judge rules against former President Trump in his federal election case.
U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan knocked down Trump's argument that he's shielded from prosecution because the actions he took in his failed bid to remain in the White House fell within his duties as commander-in-chief. In a ruling, Chutkan wrote, the office of the president does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free pass. Adding, former presidents enjoy no special conditions on their federal criminal liability. Chutkan also rejected Trump's claims that the indictment violates his free speech rights. His lawyers are expected to appeal the ruling. The trial is set to start in March. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, here at home, Muslim community leaders from several swing states are pledging to withdraw support for President Biden, citing his refusal to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with the feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Philadelphia City Council passed legislation banning ski masks in some public spaces.
Supporters of the measure say it will increase public safety amid high violent crime, but opponents argue it will unfairly target people without proof of any wrongdoing. The legislation passed on Thursday with a 13-2 vote. It now goes to Democratic Mayor Jim Kenney. The measure would ban ski masks in public places like schools, recreation centers, parks, city-owned buildings, and on public transportation. It would impose a $250 fine against anyone who violates it. Keith Peters reporting.
The United States now committed to the idea of phasing out coal power plants. In the United Arab Emirates, Special Envoy John Kerry says the U.S. will join 56 other countries in the Powering Past Coal Alliance. No date was given for when the existing plants would have to go. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Most drivers would pay $15 to enter Manhattan's Central Business District under a plan released by New York officials.
The congestion pricing plan will be the first such program in the U.S. if it's approved by transportation officials next year. Revenue from the tolls, projected to be roughly $1 billion annually, would be used to finance borrowing to upgrade the city's mass transit systems. Under the plan, passenger car drivers entering Manhattan south of 60th Street would be charged $15 electronically, while the fee for small trucks would be $24 and $36 for large trucks. John Scott reporting.
Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says Texas must stop any work on the roughly 1,000-foot-long floating border barrier they have in the Rio Grande River and move it to the riverbank. The order sided with a lower court decision in September that Governor Greg Abbott called incorrect and had predicted would be overturned. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. I'm really glad you're here and you weren't storming the building last night. It was just amazing. These pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas protesters making a scene on every major event. And if you have a major event in your city, expect for them to show up through social media. They don't need posters. They communicate and they swarm, and these cops have to quickly be overwhelmed. And you add to that everyone with a camera waiting for a cop to get a little rough. I'm actually waiting for a cop to get a little rough on camera. I will praise them. Brett Tolman is standing by, and Mark Thiessen at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about some of the stakes in 2024. But right now, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
They realize that this is a wire into what they said was a company with no known purpose, meaning it was a shell company or a fake company. The politically exposed person who owned the account was the son of the former vice president of the United States.
This is getting crazy. And it's these are some reports from 5 years ago about what Hunter Biden was up to. More proof with the name Hunter's involved. There's fire, there's smoke, and a mysterious bank account. The latest activity coming your way.
Number two.
Look, if Biden died tomorrow, and then what do they do with Kamala Harris? Exactly. I think they have no cards. And they're looking at this game, and I don't know. I think they're depending upon party loyalty, and they're depending upon Trump getting convicted.
They are, and Joe Rogan once again is right. 2024, Biden spiraling, gaffing, but still running as it becomes clear an opportunity exists for a Republican sweep of every branch of government. The Hail Mary, demonize, institutionalize, jail Donald Trump, and let him bring the rest of the party down. Will that work?
Number one.
And so he's under pressure. And he doesn't want to alienate what has become, thanks to his own efforts, an important part of his constituency. So he seems to be kind of straddling supporting Israel and yet saying, now, but don't be too mean to the Palestinians. So I think that's where he is. I think he's kind of trapped here.
Pause remains on pause. More hostage releases will extend this at least one other day and keep Israel's war machine on ice. As evidence grows that President Biden is going wobbly with his support. Let's bring in Brett Tolman now, former federal prosecutor, former counsel to the Senate Judiciary Committee, and former U.S. attorney. Brett, welcome.
Thanks, Brian. Great to be with you.
Well, we got a lot to discuss on various topics. First off, when Joe Rogan speaks, I tend to listen. He just speaks and just tactically,
likewise,
he's 100% right. And when you look at what he was just saying and just on the tactics, he'll bring you into politics. At the same time, I'll bring you into what the Democrats are already doing, and that is vilify and possibly jail Donald Trump. Here is Joe Rogan.
Look, if Biden died tomorrow and then – what do they do with Kamala Harris? They're going to put her on the moon? Like, what are they going to do? She's the vice president. I think they have no cards, and they're looking at this game, and I don't know. I think they're depending upon party loyalty, and they're depending upon Trump getting convicted and arrested. I mean, imprisoned, rather. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't think it is. It doesn't seem to. It just seems like it's a bunch of trumped-up charges, no pun intended.
And on top of that, we find out, you know, we know the civil case is going on. The president's going to be going on the stand next week. We know he's already been found guilty of fraud to a judge. And they want to line up this case first civilly for an appeal, immediate appeal, and stay the order. So you don't have to write the check. Eric's going to go up again for the defense. Can I bring it to the civil trial and what we can expect? And why do you think Trump is still going every day?
Yeah, you know, Brian, there's so many layers of what's going on. We're watching, you know, Joe Rogan is absolutely right that the cards they seem to be holding is really just one card, and that is take down Trump, do whatever is necessary to take down Trump, because they know that he is gaining in support and they've got to see it through to the end. That they never really seem to have stopped and thought through this strategy. The civil case that you watch President Trump and what he's doing, and it makes sense to me in a way that he is wanting to actually be there every day, and he is wanting to increase the attention to the narrative that this is the only cards they're trying to play. They're trying to take him down. They're using multiple actions, criminal and civil, in order to do so. And this civil case is his first ability to kind of jump in there in a somewhat safe case to take the stand, to make representations. It's very gray, the theory that they're working under. So it makes sense to me that he's doing that, because I think he's calculated that it's going to backfire. All of this effort to put him in prison is going to backfire in terms of his popularity and what will happen at the election. If that ends up being true, you know, they will have themselves to blame that they had no plan, and their only card they were going to play was go after Donald Trump.
So now Jack Smith is at it. He is going after Trump big time. Do you know what he's doing now? The Department of Justice released a redacted subpoena for the President Trump's account on Twitter. And the special counsel Smith is investigating to find out who followed him, who liked him, find his list of Twitter users who have favorited or retweeted posts by Trump, as well as all tweets that include the username associated with the Trump account. He also is going to look at replies. He's flipped his lawyers, cut deals with his chief of staff. What's going on here?
Yeah, you know, Jack Smith is at a position, you know, what he's got is he's got to try to change that case in some ways, the optics on the case. He's got to paint it as actually Donald Trump fueling insurrection, not because he charged that, but because that's the narrative they need out there in order to, you know, pursue eliminating him as a viable candidate. It's bizarre to me that he is going to this effort. The charges that he brought, he either has that evidence already or not. He presented it to the grand jury. So the fact that he is continuing to pursue and now expanding that, I think it's to try to reframe the narrative that despite Donald Trump saying, you know, go to the Capitol but be peaceful, I think he's trying to combat that real fatal, potentially fatal flaw in his case.
But what the aggression, as opposed to what's going after Joe Biden, a quiet investigation with zero leaks, and they're going to announce that he had some egregious behavior but nothing charged. It's almost, it seems, according to the leaks, that they're going to go up and look at his years of holding on to classified documents. I'm talking about the current president. As bad, but we're not going to charge him. Robert Hur, how do you explain the different approaches here?
Yeah, we're again, it's almost like revisiting Jim Comey making the argument that no reasonable prosecutor would go after Hillary Clinton. In their view, a reasonable prosecutor targets a political foe and the targets the narrative that they don't like and that they want to upset. There's no question that we have seen abuse of the FISA rules, the manipulation of the FISA court. We've seen abuse of subpoena power. We've seen abuse of criminal investigations, all targeting either Donald Trump or conservatives. And now they have to be consistent. So they're not going to target Hillary Clinton. They're not going to target Joe Biden. They're not going to target Hunter Biden. The same side of the other coin. It's the same other side of the same coin.
I want you to hear what Mike Davis said, Article 3 Project founder, who's been looking at this case and knows it's coming up in Washington, D.C., and he also knows the makeup of the likely jury. Cut 22.
There's no chance that President Trump is going to get a fair trial in D.C. She supervised the grand jury proceedings. She railroaded him, as we discussed, by making his attorney turn over notes. She threatened Twitter and said that if Twitter couldn't even tell Trump that Jack Smith was getting his records because he was supposedly a flight risk, like he was going to escape from Trump was going to escape from his Secret Service protection. She fined Twitter $350,000, $7,000 an hour for being 51 hours late in responding to a subpoena by Jack Smith, signed by her for millions of pages of records. She is a partisan activist, and the Supreme Court needs to actually do its job and correct this.
How would the Supreme Court get involved with that? Is that illogical?
Yeah, so look, I agree with Mike's comments, but to back it up, I was one or very early on that predicted that Donald Trump would be convicted on the D.C. case. You have the wrong kind of judge. You have the jury's a problem. You have the prosecutor that's manipulated the statutes in order to bring the case. So I think his only, you know, chance at getting this in front of the Supreme Court is going to be an appeal after conviction, and probably while he's sitting in jail. He'll be running for office and appealing his conviction and try to take it, you know, from the D.C. federal district court up to the circuit and then to the Supreme Court.
While in jail. So he gets convicted in this jury. He doesn't get out on appeal?
Well, there's an authority, and I believe this judge will exercise that authority that's granted to district court judges to actually take an individual in upon conviction and incarcerate them awaiting sentencing. And it's rare, but it happens, and they do have the authority to do it. And, you know, I'd be hard-pressed to believe someone that argues that she's not going to do that.
Wow. That would be something, Brett. Most people didn't think that he'd do it, house arrest or whatever, limit him, leave him in court, but not that. So interesting. The other thing with Hunter Biden, real quick, you have somebody now that wanted to testify publicly. James Comer says, no, I don't need that. We want you behind closed doors first. Then we'll decide what we're going to do. Why?
Yeah, I think they don't want it to be a circus, to be taken over by, you know, the left, and you know, we've all seen sort of how those hearings unfold. So I think what he's trying to do is very similar to what we do when hearings are held on classified or sensitive material, to do it in a closed session. So that it's productive, so that the questions are sincere, and they get to the bottom of, you know, the issues that they're looking into. I think it's probably the right move, but I also like transparency, and I'm not sure how well, you know, Hunter Biden would do on you know, being a witness in one of these hearings.
So I will say this: investigator was suggesting that in 2018, an investigator looking into erratic bank activity stumbled on, guess who, Hunter Biden, for unusual and erratic activity to more than a dozen or more wire transfers, large sums of money to accounts belonging to Hunter Biden. In an email released by the House Oversight Committee of Banking Secrecy Act, manager raised concerns that the payments did not appear to correspond with, quote, any services rendered, as well as Chinese efforts to target children of politicians. He obviously would fit that ballot. So then I looked at the actual email this morning, and I thought this was interesting. His ex-wife voiced concerns about his spending and cited Hunter got a $1.5 billion deal with a Chinese equity firm. The equity firm's purpose, according to this letter, was to invest in companies that benefit the Chinese government. Activity on the account is unusual because there is no current business purpose. I'm giving you – this is what's out there now. Tell me this. Tell me this is partisan. When you read this, do you see Republican or Democrat?
Yeah, this is meat and potatoes corruption. And it is – it's not just the layers of fraud, and it's now bank fraud. It's money laundering. It's wire and mail fraud. It's all of those things. But you now have an element of national security concerns that a dummy corporation was receiving, you know, financial benefit that benefited the Biden family, and that the purpose for was to assist the Chinese government. And that is absolutely a betrayal of your oath of office as vice president. You know, they are supposed to be the on guard against foreign or domestic, you know, breaches and potential enemies to this country. And I can't think of any other case that is more meat and potatoes case of corruption.
So they're trying to isolate it. By the way, it looks like Abby Lowe does not care about the White House. He's doing his own thing for his client. I have no idea how he can afford to pay him. He can't pay child support, but he can pay Abby Lowe. It's just crazy. Jerry Nadler.
Paintings.
That's true. My fault. I should have brought that up. Jerry Nadler called Hunter a disturbed man who may have well done improper things. Jamie Raskin came out and said did a lot of really unlawful and wrong things. What is the tactic there for Democrats to start throwing Hunter under the bus?
Yeah, it appears they're going to paint him as, you know, in an attempt to try to separate him and gain some sympathy for him, that this is really just a troubled individual that was making really bad decisions while he's on drugs. And therefore, you know, let's see it in that light as opposed to a conscious effort by someone to manipulate the office of the vice president's the access to the vice president and utilize his name to try to ingratiate themselves to foreign corrupt governments to get money without having to provide any services. I mean, the apologies are going to come out, and the narrative is going to start to shift and change as they try to paint Hunter Biden in a more sympathetical, you know, manner. And we need to resist it. An accurate media would be jumping on this, not political partisans, not right or left. It would be like you, Brian, just exposing this and saying, hey, American people, you decide. This is what is now known about what happened.
Got it. Brett, appreciate it. Took you through the gamut, and you're ready for the challenge. I appreciate it. Brett Tolman, thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, when we come back, I'll take your calls. I see you up there. Then I'm going to squeeze in Mark Thiessen. A great story. Do you realize who's paying for Ukraine? They are. I'll tell you about it. Don't move.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too. For over 30 years, it's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing, too. If you join before December 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another $150 savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And remember, the deadline is December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Brace yourself for the ultimate holiday deal with Consumer Cellular. Snag an incredible 50% off the Iris Flip when you buy before December 17th, making it only $34.50. The Iris Flip is all the phone and camera you need with a user-friendly design, the perfect flip phone companion. Plus, you'll get nationwide coverage and always free activation. Score 50% off when you use promo code RADIO50. Head over to ConsumerCellular.com and use promo code RADIO50 during checkout to score this deal.
Hi, I can help you.
Cooper's Overnight Shipping Company has to deliver the goods.
Ship these gifts to your grandkids.
They need a logistics manager to keep the wheels turning.
126 packages going to Toronto, Tuscaloosa, Montreal, and Minneapolis. Oh, boy.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Saving $1 million can seem like a very unattainable goal without the help of a family inheritance or a lucky lottery ticket. But the good news, it's actually possible. But it's going to take a lot of hard work and years of financial discipline. Some ways on achieving your $1 million target include making lifestyle adjustments to decrease overall spending. It could be something as small as making coffee at home versus buying Starbucks every day to buying a used car outright instead of taking out a hefty loan for a new car. And don't take on more debt and max out your 401k and invest as early as you can. A good starting point is with low-risk investments like money market mutual funds and bonds, and have multiple streams of income. It can be difficult to build wealth from only one source, especially early in your career. And automate your savings. If you do, it creates a positive financial flow where you're saving money and building wealth without any extra effort on your part. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Aaron Copland, who died in 1990, was an American composer of concert and film music who touched the heart of America and merged the classics with the truly American art form of jazz. As music trends were changing with the advent of rock and pop music in the 50s and 60s, Copland was open and excited about where music was headed.
If we thought that music should have flow, a kind of naturalness of flow, the younger people may think it should be just the opposite. It should be discontinuous. It has too much flow, and that the flow is too same-like, etc., etc. So that every possible principle that I might name to you, they can give you the very opposite idea as a possibility. I think it's more revolutionary now, and therefore more difficult for the young people to find themselves.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Music can heal the soul, but what about physical pain? A new study reveals a person's favorite songs could reduce pain. Researchers looked at data from participants who received moderately painful sensations on their inner forearm. The study out of Montreal's McGill University showed when participants listened to their favorite music, their pain was strongly reduced compared to listening to unfamiliar songs. They also discovered that moving and bittersweet music increased musical chills, which could help block pain signals. The study's lead author says we can approximate that favorite music reduced pain by about 1 point on a 10-point scale, which is at least as strong as an over-the-counter painkiller like Advil under the same conditions. Moving music may have an even stronger effect. The study was published in the Frontiers in Pain Research Journal. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
All right, let's try to get to the phones right now. Then we got Mark Thiessen on the other side. Let's go out to Rob in Virginia. Hey, Rob.
Hello. Yeah, I just wanted to say everybody is so confused and wondering why people stick with Trump. And I'll tell you, it's really simple. Donald Trump is the only candidate I can remember ever. And I was a little too young to understand anything about Reagan, but the only one I've ever seen willing to take the beating he's taken and keep moving forward. He doesn't apologize. He doesn't step back. He doesn't go on the news begging for forgiveness. And also, I hear these Republicans tell us how horrible the FBI and the Justice Department and how two-tiered they are. They don't have they have the power to do things to them, like they could at least try to defund them. They didn't have to award them with this new great big office they're getting ready to get. It's like, man, Donald Trump is it. There's no one else.
Well, as you know, the FBI plays a vital role in law enforcement, 35,000. I think, Rob, where I agree with you is you got to get a new director in there. No one has faith in him. Nobody except Chris Christie. I don't believe he's ever telling the truth. I think he covers for his people. He's looking to survive, and I'm not interested in that. I want somebody that's willing to lose the job and the confidence of the people in order to win over the confidence of the people in the field. And I think it's the seventh floor they talk about where all the FBI heads are. Chris Wray is probably a good guy. I don't think he's a good FBI director. He certainly does not have the faith and trust of a Republican administration. So he would go if a Republican wins for sure.
Carl and Linda Bott, join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff off to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
Holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
In radio, you're with Brian Kilmeade.
Kevin McCarthy was here this morning, and he was, in very stark terms, effectively said that he did not believe that President Biden was the same President Biden that he used to talk to. Went so far as to say that when they were having the debt negotiations, that he didn't even think he was negotiating with him, that he thought he was looking at cards, and that if the information effectively wasn't on the cards, he wasn't able to do it.
With all due respect, when anyone who has had the experience that he has most recently had, I don't think he's a judge of negotiations.
I don't know. Didn't answer the question. Mark Thiessen joins us now from Arlington, Virginia. By the way, we all know the eight people just blew up. Everybody else agreed that he was doing a great job. I don't think everybody on the Democratic side would agree that she's doing a good job. But Mark Thiessen's a big fan of Kamala Harris, talks about her all the time, and joins us now. Is that how you're normally introduced?
It is, every day. Yeah.
So
I'm a Kamala Harris fan club, baby.
Right. I mean, she's done so well, and she's so confident, and so good on her feet, and such a workhorse.
That is exactly right. She is just as inarticulate as Joe Biden without the dementia as an excuse.
Right. Put it this way. She would be actually has no excuse that, hey, you know what? I'm 81 and had two brain aneurysms. We don't really know what goes on. And to me, I'm not talking about intellect ever. It's to me, this is studying. You just got to study. You don't even have to read. You can get briefed. You can get briefed and get ready. You ask Q&A, however you learn. It doesn't seem like she studies.
That's how you and I make it sound like we know what we're talking about.
Right, yeah. We just try to outwork people. And you write. You're writing every day, and you write this great column. First off, your take on what Kevin McCarthy said and how that plays into tonight, DeSantis against Gavin Newsom.
I mean, look, the American people are not stupid. They can see with their own two eyes that Joe Biden isn't there in the same sense. I mean, I've had conversations with, you know, current and former world leaders who have said the same thing about their discussions with Joe Biden on phone calls and things like that. He's not capable of carrying out a substantive, extended, extemporaneous conversation. I mean, maybe sometimes he is. It's like, you know, when people, you know, it's like anyone who's had a loved one with dementia knows there's a phenomenon of sundowners where, you know, at some point earlier in the day they're better, but then as they get later and more tired, their cognitive abilities decline. I'm sure that he has his moments of lucidity, but he's not. Most Americans, you just look at the polls: Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Liberals, Conservatives—you name it. Everybody thinks that he's not capable of carrying out the next, finishing a second term. I mean, do you know anybody who thinks that 5 years from now, if Joe Biden wins, that 5 years from now he'll still be president? In 2028?
I mean, I don't think you could do. Yeah,
nobody does.
Yeah, I don't think. No one ever thought that Barack Obama couldn't do the job. You might disagree with him. No one ever thought that George W. Bush couldn't do the job. You might disagree with them. That's not the case now. Listen to him yesterday in Pueblo, Colorado, cut 13.
We could use it to strengthen the Social Security and Medicare system instead of cutting them, or like Congressman Trump and Bob would want to do. We could use it to help millionaires and millions of families afford, instead of millionaires and millions of families afford, little help
for
senior care.
So I wish I could get a translator, but there's nobody that could understand what he said. He said Congressman Trump. That's the first time he's ever been called Congressman Trump, ever.
No, exactly right. There's some people that want him to be speaker. So in his defense, there was this talk of Speaker Trump. And just look at how Joe Biden has declined in the 3 years that he's been in the Oval Office. I mean, just if you just take a video of him speaking right after his inauguration, and now it's like night and day. How is he going to be 3 years from now? How is he going to be 5 years from now? So I mean, I think even Democrats, they just don't know what to do because they don't have an alternative to him. I think the smart thing that Democrats should do is not necessarily that they can't convince Joe Biden not to run. They're not going to challenge him. What they should convince him to do is to replace Kamala Harris and put somebody else on the ticket who will be the presumptive nominee. What Joe Biden should do is just pick his successor. You avoid a fractious primary, pick somebody who's going to be the Democratic nominee, and sort of imply that at some point during the next term, he'll step down and hand it over to that person. It's sort of, you know, you see this in British politics where, you know, you have like, you know, the prime minister is serving and they it's understood that at some point he's going to step aside and hand it over to so-and-so, right? You could do that. And that would then, you know, give them a boost in the election and sort of, it would be a way to replace Biden without replacing him. But the problem they have is they can't replace Kamala Harris because they are a party that has fully embraced identity politics, and they will never – it'll be harder for them to replace Kamala Harris, the first black woman on the vice president, than it would be to replace Joe Biden. So they're trapped by their identity politics, and she's even less popular than he is.
I want you to hear what Governor Sununu said. Let's listen.
So if it comes down to Trump and Biden, which it most likely will, you're going to vote for Trump then?
Yeah, I'm a Republican.
Okay, so you will vote for Trump. Okay.
It's not going to be Trump and Biden, I'm telling you.
So, you so think it'll be another Republican and Biden?
So I will say this, and I mean this quite sincerely. The party that chooses to move on from Trump or Biden first wins. If the Democrats choose before the Republicans to move on from Biden, before the Republicans choose to move on from Trump, Democrats will win. America is just looking for something new, so a new generation, enough of this old school crap. We need to move forward. And so any new candidate on either side is going to win this election.
What's your thoughts on that?
I 100% agree with that. I mean, look, the polls are just absolutely clear. super majorities of Americans don't want a Trump-Biden rematch. And but the problem with that is that, you know, if you're a Democrat and you don't want Biden as your nominee, you're not going to vote for Trump. And if you're a Republican, you know, Joe Biden is literally the most unpopular president not named Jimmy Carter since the end of World War II. Most Americans say, Republicans think he's a disaster. Independents think he's a disaster. Moderates think he's a disaster. They're not going to vote for Biden. You know, so they're trapped in these bad choices that they don't want. And he's absolutely right. The party that figures that out and picks something and chooses a different nominee. I mean, you just look at that New York Times Siena poll that came out, which showed that Trump was sort of narrowly ahead in swing states. And that was set a 5-alarm fire for the Democrats. Trump could actually win this election. You look at that same poll and look at how Nikki Haley does against Joe Biden. I mean, double digits. It crushes him in those swing states, you know, at that. And vice versa, if you take Biden off, if you have a generic Democrat running against Trump in all those swing states, the Democrats crush Trump. So the voters are very clear that they don't want either one of these. If they're forced to choose, either one of them could win.
Well, the last poll I saw, Trump beat Gavin Newsom, and I think that's their golden boy, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why the Democrats would think that picking the person who embodies everything that Americans hate about the Democratic Party, which is California, and making him he's, you know, good looking, looks presidential, you know, sounds presidential. So somehow that makes up for everything. It's like this is a state where, you know, up until for the last two centuries, people have been moving to California. And under Gavin Newsom, for the first time in 200 years, they've had a net out migration of people. They ran out of U-Hauls in the state of California. Why would that be your success, chosen successor? I have no idea.
So I want to bring you to your column you wrote about, hey, Ukraine, guess what? Most of the money that we're giving, most of the weaponry we're giving to Ukraine, the money stays here. Can you explain?
So one of the best-kept secrets about U.S. military aid to Ukraine is that the money is being spent here. The money that lawmakers are approving to arm Ukraine isn't going to Ukraine. It's going to American communities, American defense factories, and they're using it to build either to replace weapons that we send to Ukraine or build new weapons for Ukraine. And that is doing a number of things. It is creating jobs. It's creating manufacturing jobs in America. It is strengthening those communities economically, and it's also revitalizing our defense industrial base so that we can produce weapons for other adversaries like Taiwan or to help Israel. And most people don't realize it. We identified, doing our research, 117 production lines in 31 states in 71 cities that are benefiting directly from aid to Ukraine. 90% of the money that we spend to arm Ukraine stays in America. And that's helping our national security. I'll give you a perfect example of it. Stinger missiles, right? Most people don't realize that the United States has not built a Stinger missile since 2005. And the reason for that is we spent the last 20 years fighting terrorists who didn't have airplanes, except when they hijacked them. So, you know, Stinger is an anti-aircraft missile that's designed to shoot down fighter planes. Well, guess who has fighters? China. So if you're going to have a conflict with China, you need Stinger missiles. Ukraine needs Stinger missiles. We've now signed contracts for $465 million to build Stinger missiles again. So that means we have a warm production line producing a weapon that we will need against almost any adversary that we could fight in the coming years. So this is helping our national security, creating warm assembly lines, and creating jobs here at home. It's a benefit to the American communities as much as it is to Ukraine.
So why do you think more people don't know this?
Because I think the people who do know it aren't highlighting it. So I mean, you know, you look at somebody like J.D. Vance, who is a senator from Ohio. His state, Ohio, has the only tank factory in America, and they're producing M1 Abrams tanks to go to Ukraine. He's an anti-Ukraine senator. He'd be the person who'd be shot if Rob Portman was still the senator from Ohio. He'd be pointing out that, you know, we need more Abrams tanks to Ukraine because we need to create more jobs for workers in Lima, Ohio, who are producing them. But a lot of, you know, you got Josh Hawley in Missouri. They're producing two weapons for Ukraine, the JDAM-ER, which is a weapon that basically what it does is it takes dumb bombs and turns them into smart bombs. It didn't exist before the Ukraine war. The Boeing created it for Ukraine, and it's being sent over there. That's a weapon that we would give to Taiwan. That's a JDAM-ER is a weapon that Israel could use. But he's against Ukraine aid, so they're not highlighting these things because they don't want people to realize that it's actually helping their states and their communities, but they're actually voting against their constituents.
And just in the big picture with this legislation, they want the administration wants Ukraine funded, Israel funded, Taiwan funded, and the Republicans say not without the border. I love that deal. I think the Republicans have leverage on it. I think they could still get it done if they wanted to and saw the urgency before the holidays. And I also want to make sure it doesn't go to housing. I don't want housing for illegals. I want border security. So you've seen so much of this happen, Mark. What do you think the chances are?
I think the chances are pretty good on that, and I think it's a good deal, and Republicans should take it. I mean, we should help Israel, we should help Taiwan, we should help Ukraine, and we should secure the border. I mean, that's that's better than a trifecta. That's a quadrifecta, if that's a word. And all of those things help America. If you think about one of the things we're doing with the Ukraine military aid is we are sending the Ukrainians stuff out of our stockpiles, which is often decades old. And then we're replacing it with new modern versions. So it's a military modernization program for the United States because we send them old weapons with old technology, which they use against the Russians, and then we get brand new weapons that the Army and the services can use that are just off the assembly line and are the top of the line. So it's like giving them a used car and buying yourself a brand new one. That's a good deal for Ukraine. That's a good deal for America. So we should, I think people just need to realize that aid to Ukraine, it's a misnomer. It's not just aid to Ukraine. It's aid to Lima, Ohio. It's aid to Arkansas. It's aid to Alabama. It's aid to Florida. It's aid to 31 U.S. states that are producing this. And it's aid to the United States military. It's giving them new weapons that are going to make our country more secure and safer.
So, prediction for tonight?
I think DeSantis is going to. If DeSantis can't win this, I mean, all the substance is on his side. Everybody, literally, millions of people are voting with their feet, leaving Newsom State, moving to Florida. If you can't make that case, then you certainly can't win the presidency. I think he should crush him.
I do believe that DeSantis could re-energize. I mean, he's got the governor of Iowa, that's great. He's got Bob Vander Plaat. We just spoke to him. That's great for him. But I think that if you go ahead and wipe the floor with Gavin Newsom. I think that it's as close to boxing as you get. That sends a great message to the so-called champion. I'm coming for you. Give me a chance to debate you next. Maybe there's pressure on Trump to do that afterwards. And I would love to see Trump, DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and Chris Christie together.
Yeah, I would take Chris Christie out of that picture. Chris Christie doesn't have a chance in hell of winning the Republican nomination. There are only two candidates after these months of this primary. It's down to two people. There are two primaries. There's the primary to challenge Trump, and then there's a primary against Trump for the Republican nomination. And we got to conclude the first one before we can do the second one. And so if the next debate, if Trump isn't there, it should be a Haley versus DeSantis debate for who gets to take on Trump. And then at some point, that's got to get settled, and it got to go against Trump because otherwise he wins with a plurality of the vote, not with a majority.
He is Mark Thiessen. Mark, I just hope the administration reads the Washington Post. I believe they get the paper boy dropped it off at 11 o'clock today. Maybe it was 7 a.m. And they just read your column and say, wait a second, can someone put this in one of my speeches? So it's really important.
I would love this. I'd love for that to happen. I'm not holding my breath.
All right, Mark Thiessen, thanks so much.
Take care.
All right. I'm really looking forward to this debate tonight. I'll come back, wrap things up. Also, go to BrianKilmeade.com. Find out where I'll be. Teddy and Booker T this weekend. Heading to Texas, heading to Alabama, starting off in St. Louis. Don't move.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Team, it's snowing again tomorrow. They're predicting 2 to 3 feet.
Tis the overtime season for Frank Snowplow.
Kelly, can you take another shift?
Let it snow. Quality driver applicant.
Hey, guys, know anybody else with a D license?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Brace yourself for the ultimate holiday deal with Consumer Cellular. Snag an incredible 50% off the Iris Flip when you buy before December 17th, making it only $34.50. The Iris Flip is all the phone and camera you need with a user-friendly design, the perfect flip phone companion. Plus, you'll get nationwide coverage and always free activation. Score 50% off when you use promo code RADIO50. Head over to ConsumerCellular.com and use promo code RADIO50 during checkout to score this deal.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
More than 200 times a second, this question gets typed into an online search engine. Is God real? Author Lee Strobel.
There is a lot of curiosity about this topic. Let me see if I can pull things together and look at the evidence of science, of history, and the arguments of philosophy.
Strobel is a former atheist who used his investigative journalism skills to try to debunk Christianity and ended up not only becoming a believer, but wrote several books to convince others. His latest tackles the question of the reality of God and says science actually provides some powerful evidence, like an old medieval proof called the Kalam cosmological argument. It has three simple points.
Whatever begins to exist has a cause. Second, the universe began to exist at some point in the past. Therefore, there must be a cause behind the universe.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with five-time Gospel Music Association Female Vocalist of the Year, Natalie Grant, whose new album, Seasons, is out now. Grant shared the most rewarding feedback to get on new music.
I think when you hear that people are having that deep life connection to it, that is the payoff. That's the greatest gift and why I've always chosen to make music from the beginning. The hard work was worth it.
She joined us from the tour bus as she and her husband perform An Evening with Natalie Grant and Bernie Herms.
These shows are so special because it's not just like the Seasons record, but it actually is going back to a really incredible season of my life. And that's when I first got started. It's how I met my husband. I hired him to be my piano player. And then he started becoming, well-known as a songwriter and a producer all throughout music. And so he stayed home and he stopped touring with me. And so this tour is he and I together. It's like going back to how we started. It's like kind of become this quintessential beautiful date night.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I just want to, Teddy and Booker T, the book that the two American icons who blaze the path to racial equality is now out. Thanks for leaving it 3 weeks now on the New York Times list. This weekend, I'm going to be with KFTK. It's going to be fantastic. I'm going to be there tomorrow. So it's going to be great. I hope to see everyone there that can get there. If it is sold out, and if you don't have a ticket, if you go to BrianKilmeade.com and it'll go to my local bookstore and be personalized, or if you want to leave a book there, I'll definitely sign it and personalize it. If you leave a little sticky pad on it. Number two, then I'm going to go out to Dallas, Texas, and I'm going to go first to Harker Heights at 11 o'clock, December 2nd, and then I'm going to be at the George W. Bush Library from 3 to 5. And then on December 3rd, Page and Pallet, Fairhope, Alabama. Last time the whole town came out, and it's going to be great. Special thanks to WHIO listeners. I think we're sold out already December 8th. But December 9th, I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky, Joseph Beth Booksellers. I've been there. It is great. And December 10th in Charlotte, North Carolina at 4 at Barnes & Noble. Then I got two live shows. That's where I get a chance to talk about all my books, live interaction on stage. I have little skits planned out to bring some of these scenes to life. It is fun, patriotic, motivational, inspirational. I'll be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on the 15th at 8:30. And then in Holland, at the Holland Civic Center in Holland, Michigan, December 16th. There you need tickets. It's co-sponsored by Fox Nation. And with it, you get, there's going to be deals there. I think it was a free 6 months of Fox Nation, which is this awesome app where you get the Patriot Awards and all these great things with Rob Lowe and all these other great artists. Thanks so much for listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Keep it here. Don't forget, I'm on the 5 tonight at 5 o'clock. And don't forget, One Nation, Saturdays at 9.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too. For over 30 years, it's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing, too. If you join before December 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another $150 savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And remember, the deadline is December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Hollis Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard the Haas Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And it's a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haas. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haas family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaasfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haas Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The war is back on in the Gaza after several days of a truce expired. Israel's military dropping leaflets ordering the evacuation of areas that make up about one quarter of the Gaza Strip. Hundreds of thousands of residents there are listening to the targets being pounded in the south. Meanwhile, here at home, Muslim community leaders from several swing states are pledging to withdraw support for President Biden, citing his refusal to call for a ceasefire in Gaza.
Democrats in Michigan have warned the White House that Mr. Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war could cost him enough support within the Arab American community to sway the outcome of the 2024 presidential election. Leaders from Michigan, Minnesota, Arizona, Wisconsin, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania gathered behind a lectern that read, quote, "Abandon Biden, ceasefire now." In Dearborn, Michigan, the city with the largest concentration of Arab Americans in the United States. Ken Lorman reporting.
Former President Trump trying to turn the tables on President Biden, arguing the Democrat incumbent's the actual threat to democracy, not him, as President Biden's trying to charge. Mr. Trump made the allegation in a speech in Iowa Saturday, telling the crowd there it doesn't matter to him that Governor Reynolds has endorsed Governor DeSantis.
We hit him rather hard.
And he went down. He went down like all the others. So he went down, and it was one of those things. But she said she's going to endorse him because he worked very hard. Now, how do you endorse somebody that's 40 or 50 points down? There's got to be something there. So I'm not – now, I can only tell you this, and I have nothing – I mean, that was her choice to do this. But I believe in loyalty.
Speaking of DeSantis, three senior members of a super PAC that backed the governor left the group just 6 weeks ahead of the Iowa Republican caucuses. Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Troubles in the art world in Europe. Post-World War II, Italy refusing a request from a Munich museum to return an ancient Roman statue bought by Adolf Hitler. Correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Italy's culture minister is reportedly refusing a request by the German State Antiquities Collection in Munich to return the Discobolus Palombara statue. Hitler had bought the ancient Roman statue from a private Italian owner. It was returned to Italy in 1948 as part of works illegally obtained by the Nazis. Now the German museum wants it back, saying it had been illegally transported to Italy in 1948. Italy's culture minister, Gennaro San Giuliano, had one response, telling an Italian newspaper, "Over my dead body," calling the work a national treasure. I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A gun factory in upstate New York with a history stretching way back to the 19th century is closing its doors.
Rem Arms, the current version of Remington Arms, will close its facility in the Mohawk Valley in early March. An official says the company, quote, did not arrive at this decision lightly. Remington is the nation's oldest gun maker. The factory site dates back to 1828, with many of the current buildings constructed early in the 20th century. Jason Walker reporting.
On the talk shows on Sunday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby hitting them all. He'll be on every one of them. Elsewhere, ABC's This Week will have Ron Dermer, Israeli Minister of Strategic Affairs. NBC's Meet the Press has Florida Governor DeSantis, CBS's Face the Nation former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and on Fox News Sunday, General C.Q. Brown, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. More at townhall.com.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments. Brian Kilmeade Show. Thanks for being with us all week long. A lot to report today. A lot to follow. War's back in Gaza, so we'll discuss that. We also know that Congressman Goldman and Congressman Garcia will hold a press conference today for the expulsion of Congressman Santos, who I just spoke to on Fox and Friends with an exclusive interview. And he is my congressman, and it looks like because of his 23 ethics violations and with his tweet, I should say not ethics violations, I should say what they are, and that is they are 27 counts of wire fraud, 3 counts of money laundering, 23 criminal charges, and then a separate scathing ethics report. They might indeed make him the 6th congressperson to ever be kicked out. 2 of them were Confederates, and I don't think they wanted to go back in line. So let's get to the big 3.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big 3.
Number 3.
FBI agents were directly flagging content to Twitter saying, this appears to violate your terms of service. What about this? What about that? Same thing with DHS staff. And then, of course, DHS created the Election Integrity Partnership.
That is Matt Taibbi. Just a little of the very important hearing yesterday, along with Michael Schellenberger. They were absolutely heroic in the exposure of the Twitter files and the Dems assaulted on free speech as they testified in front of a helpless, flailing Democratic Party on Thursday. The person who made this exposure possible, Elon Musk, now seems to be a target of the incensed left.
Number 2.
When these pauses are over, they intend to go back at it. And as they make that decision, they'll continue to find support from the United States in terms of the tools and capabilities, the weapon systems that they need.
Going back at it, Hamas breaches hostage deal, and now the IDF blitz is back, and eyes on the elimination of thousands of Hamas fighters, unearthing miles of terror tunnels while warned to avoid civilians by us.
Number 1.
You have the freedom to create a homeless encampment under a freeway and even light it on fire.
There's one thing in closing that we have in common is neither of us will be the nominee for our party in 2024.
Well, that's good. Kept on saying, you're trailing Donald Trump, you're trailing Donald Trump. It was the great red state, blue state debate, Newsom versus DeSantis. We analyzed the governor's performance, both of them, their dances with the facts, and who emerged stronger. And bottom of the hour, we'll expand on the war with Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg. But let's talk about DeSantis and Newsom. Just looking overall, definitely worthy of our time. Two guys arguing. I think Governor DeSantis should take that stance to the debate in a week on another network. The bottom line is Governor DeSantis is not vulnerable on the way he handled COVID, the way he handles taxes, his zero taxes, state taxes in Florida, the way he handles illegal immigrants. It's not a problem to me that he flew illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. It's a beautiful area. They're in our country. We got them off the border. And it let everybody know your ridiculous policies are now at your doorstep. Gavin Newsom thought it made him look bad and use people. I don't think it made him look bad at all. He took hits for being mean, anti-LGBTQ, losing to Trump and the 6-week abortion. Newsom, very vulnerable in the San Francisco model, which is a disaster, where he was mayor. He brought that to the state. The whole state is crashing. They got high taxes, huge homeless situation, huge hypocrisy for him with the French Laundry and his kids in private school while they were telling everybody else shut down the restaurants and shut down the schools. Here's a little of the exchange. Cut 1.
So I was talking to a fella who had made the move from California to Florida, and he was telling me that Florida is much better governed, safer, better budget, lower taxes, all this stuff. And he's really happy with the quality of life. And then he paused and he said, "And oh, by the way, I'm Gavin Newsom's father-in-law." So we do count Gavin's in-laws as some of the people that have fled California.
I can handle it. I'm used to bully. You're nothing but a bully.
You're a bully.
I understand that. Intimidating and humiliating people.
You know, California does have freedoms that some people don't, that other states don't. You have the freedom to defecate in public in California. You have the freedom to pitch a tent on Sunset Boulevard. You have the freedom to create a homeless encampment under a freeway and even light it on fire.
There's one thing, in closing, that we have in common is neither of us will be the nominee for our party in 2024.
We have to get real here. We have to understand that Biden is not a job. He has no business running for president. And, you know, Gavin Newsom agrees with that. He won't say that. That's why he's running his shadow campaign.
Well, I will take Joe Biden at 100 versus Ron DeSantis any day of the week at any age.
Yeah, I agree. He would. I wouldn't. Would you? So, to go up and I know he's not going to say Joe Biden. Oh, yeah, I'm with him. He forgets everything. He doesn't look me in the eye. He nods off while I speak. I knew he'd never say that. But Governor DeSantis called him out and said what Senator Fetterman said. You're running for president. You're running for president. Just admit you're running for president. At least I admit I'm running for president. Governor DeSantis does not answer all the taunts about losing in his home state to Donald Trump, which he is, losing in New Hampshire to Nikki Haley, which he is. But it's so early, not one primary, not one caucus. Trump, doing great. He's going up. You can't say he can't beat Biden. He's now up 3-4 points over the last 4 or 5 polls. Everything from CNN to New York Times to Fox poll. It's the same thing. Nikki Haley wins by double digits. Here's more. Cut two.
It's also important to respect parental rights to know what curriculum is being used in the classroom, and everything should be age appropriate. I actually have something that I brought that some parents have objected to. So this is a book that's in some of the schools in California. Florida, this is not consistent with our standards, called Gender Queer. Some of it's blacked out. You would not probably be able to put this on air. This is pornography. This is a ginned-up, made-up issue to divide this country. You talk about dividing this country. This is part of the culture war, the weaponization of grievance. This is part of using education. We're focusing on math, science. We're focusing on reimagining our school
system. We're going to get to education.
He's criminalizing teachers and criminalizing librarians that check out the wrong book.
You had more kids locked out of school for a longer period of time in California than anywhere else in the country. It was the working class kids. It was the middle income kids. His kids were in private school. They were in class.
We have one of the best records under COVID, during COVID. And again, you didn't answer to the fact you had more learning loss. Ron DeSantis had more learning loss during COVID. Fourth grade reading, fourth grade math, eighth grade reading, eighth grade math. We outperformed you.
Whatever it is, those kids were in school. The teachers in Florida, the teachers, whether they were engaged or not, and whatever the grade point average was, you would have knocked it off 5 more points, and who knows how many kids would have zoned out forever because they were home, and how many negative situations or people not affording daycare happened. Governor Newsom just poured sand in the skate parks, shut every restaurant down. The first thing he did is open up for the movie studios. We covered it all. And I have friends out there. I went out to do a special on Jim Gray for his book that talked about his great career. And they said, you got to fly out to Los Angeles. All right. Been out there in a while. Used to live out there. So I fly out. Well, wait a second. Nothing is open. But okay. Hotel. Restaurant's not open. Really? So I just said, okay, I know the area. Hopped in a car. Started driving around. Nothing was open. I found one place open. Because I saw some heads in activity, but the front door was locked. I ended up eating out in the patio, and I saw the great Kid Hoover, former Fox anchor, had a chance to talk to her. And how did I know there? How did I stumble onto her? It was the only restaurant. So if you were hungry for breakfast, that was it. Meanwhile, Florida is wide open. I was able to go out to Florida. Meanwhile, New York was even more open. Long Island was more open than New York City. So Gavin Newsom shut everything down. So to me, that's a non-starter. How can you possibly compare the way the two handled COVID? They tried on 60 Minutes to say Governor DeSantis is only handing out the vaccine to people that voted for him. That dog didn't hunt. So here's what Trump tweeted out after, or put on Truth Social. Ron DeSanctimonious is acting more like a thirsty, third-rate, OnlyFans wannabe model than an actual presidential candidate. Instead of actually campaigning and trying to turn around his dismal poll numbers, DeSantis is now so desperate for attention that he's debating a grade-A loser like Gavin Newsom. At the debate, Ron will flail his arms and bobble his head wildly, looking more like a San Francisco crackhead than governor of Florida. This isn't a prediction. It's a spoiler. Hopefully for Ron, it's a seated debate, so he won't have to mash his foot into the high heels to look taller. But if not, he'll definitely be on a 12-inch step stool so he can peek right above the podium. He's 5'11". I don't know, understand why people are talking about, why the president talks about his height. I really don't. I don't get it. So we'll talk about that. Let me see. Should I play another cut for you? Yeah, how about this? This is Gavin Newsom and DeSantis and talking about the things they have in common, perhaps. Cut four.
I'm here to tell the truth about the Biden-Harris record and also compare and contrast Ron DeSantis' record and the Republican Party's record as a point of contrast that's as different as daylight and darkness. You want to bring us back to a pre-1960s world, America in reverse. You want to roll back hard-earned national rights on voting rights, on civil rights, on LGBTQ rights, on women's rights, not just access to abortion, but also access to contraception. You want to weaponize grievance. You are focusing on false separateness. You in particular, Ron, are on a banning binge, a cultural purge, intimidating and humiliating people you disagree with. You and President Trump are really trying to light democracy on fire.
So what he's talking about, not a book ban, age-appropriate books. Yeah, that's true. We talk about abortion. Yeah, he said 6 weeks, and Gavin Newsom says as late as you want. It's true. LGBTQ rights? Nope, nothing to do with that. It's, and kids should not be hearing about talking about heterosexuality, homosexuality. He doesn't believe that belongs in schools. You do? You want your first grader learning that? That doesn't mean you're anti-LGBTQ. Ron DeSantis should go out and say something like that. Like, listen, you, whatever you do, you do. But if you're a teacher, this is the curriculum in which I want you on. The other thing they disagree on is Gavin Newsom says it shows great compassion to allow teenagers to come to his state to start gender transformation from man to woman, to women to man. He thinks that should be fine without telling your parents. He said, where's your heart? You're being mean or whatever. He said, no, he's not. You really don't think parents should know about this? You think in 11th grade you're looking to make a decision like that? If it's such a great decision, why aren't you telling your parents? I'm going to come back and take some calls on this, and then I want to get to the rest of the war on this. I also want to play you some Matt Taibbi, Michael Schellenberger, who was brilliant yesterday in the whole debate on social media and the shadow banning that took place and how that really affected the election. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Lot on the table. So glad you're here. Don't move.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Paid for by Power Sales University. Individual results may vary.
All right. Welcome back. I have a very special guest right now. He is the world's top sales trainer. His name, Jason Evans. Now, Jason, you told me at the break that you get companies with salespeople a 40% increase in sales in 9 to 12 months flat?
Absolutely, and we have a guarantee.
So why would it be important for companies to even have sales training, especially if they have seasoned salespeople that have been selling for 10, 20, 30 years?
Well, here are the stats. The top 20% of salespeople close 80% of the business, 80% of all sales are closed after the fifth attempt, and 83% of all salespeople don't even ask for the sale once. And why is that? Well, where did anyone in sales truly learn how to sell? There's no degree in sales. Most companies do a day or two of sales training, and usually it's product knowledge, and studies show that 90% of all salespeople have never even read one sales book. So how many sales being lost simply because salespeople are not professionally trained how to sell?
So Jason, I know we're pretty much running out of time, but if a company owner with salespeople wants to get more information, where do they go? What do they do?
For everyone listening right now, get ready to write down our number, because if you're a business owner with salespeople, I'm going to give you a free 45-minute video of pure sales training techniques that will increase your company's sales within days, guaranteed. This could double, even triple your company's sales. This video is closing, handling objections, and more. Just call us and leave us a voicemail with your email address, and we'll send you this amazing video for free. Call 800-300-5173. This is how to close from A to Z for any product or service, regardless of industry, whether you sell face-to-face or over the phone. Call 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
Jason, give the number one more time.
800-300-5173. 800-300-5173.
Again, that's 800-300-5173. 5173. That's 800-300-5173.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Saving $1 million can seem like a very unattainable goal without the help of a family inheritance or a lucky lottery ticket. But the good news, it's actually possible. But it's going to take a lot of hard work and years of financial discipline. Some ways on achieving your $1 million target include making lifestyle adjustments to decrease overall spending. It could be something as small as making coffee at home versus buying Starbucks every day, to buying a used car outright instead of taking out a hefty loan for a new car. And don't take on more debt and max out your 401k and invest as early as you can. A good starting point is with low-risk investments like money market mutual funds and bonds. And have multiple streams of income. It can be difficult to build wealth from only one source, especially early in your career. And automate your savings. If you do, it creates a positive financial flow where you're saving money and building wealth without any extra effort on your part. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with 9-time Grammy nominee Natalie Grant, whose new album Seasons just marked her third number one on Billboard's Hot Christian Albums chart. The collection has collaborations on cover songs which have inspired Grant.
All of them from different decades and different seasons of my life. And I picked the songs first, and then I started going, okay, who would I want to sing on these songs with me?
Dolly Parton joins for a rendition of Whitney Houston's Step by Step.
For somebody the stature of the caliber of Dolly, she could have just kind of sang a few lines and said, okay, yeah, I love the song. Here you go. I'm going to put my voice on it. That is not what she did. She gave her heart and soul to that vocal. It tells you everything to know about Dolly.
Make You Feel My Love features Grant's daughters and mother. Grant's husband, Bernie Herms, also her producer and piano player, built a makeshift studio in her childhood home for it.
Honestly, if for nobody else, it is such a gift for my family and for generations of my family.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The date, December 8, 1941.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
And my last question for you is, do you think it would be transparent if Hunter Biden came to this Congress and testified in a public hearing, and more transparent than if he testified privately?
Literally, I've never thought about that. I have no idea. You don't know? I've literally never thought about that.
Because that's not the point. He doesn't want to get political. Yesterday, Matt Taibbi, Michael Schellenberger, went up to Capitol Hill to testify what they found out in the Twitter files when Elon Musk turned over the records. It turned out the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, White House, constantly making calls to Facebook and Twitter and all these social media companies to change the message, whether it was anti-Trump, stop Trump, whether it's his son or anybody else saying a positive story about Trump, you shadow ban, you softly ban, or it was during COVID. Anything was against their narrative that they thought was disinformation, they would just silence. Any objection to the vaccine, any negativity towards a study. They got Thomas Massie. He said, I pointed to a study over in Israel about the vaccine, and I got shadow banned. And we didn't find that out until Elon Musk bought it and let these two investigative reporters go through it. The anger the Democrats showed is unbelievable. The lack of contrition, whether they were part of it or not, Adam Schiff and company felt compelled enough and felt empowered enough to call up Twitter and say, take this down, put this up. Thanks for doing that. After a while, they were talking about how much they were getting, money they were getting from the FBI, and it still wasn't enough for all they had to deal with. So here's a little of the exchange with Michael Schellenberger, on Mayorkas and the direction Ray, and Director Ray about lying to Congress, how the FBI was flagging content. Listen to this, cut 42.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to say that they misled Congress. I can't be sure of their intention, but they're wrong that those agencies weren't involved in demanding censorship by the social media platforms.
And just briefly, like how were they involved in censoring speech?
Well, FBI,
I don't want to read your whole article. Just
I mean, FBI agents were directly flagging content to Twitter, saying this appears to violate your terms of service. What about this? What about that? Same thing with DHS staff, and then of course DHS created the Election Integrity Partnership, which then became the Virality Project, which was in the process of demanding mass censorship of Americans.
So that was Greg Stube, who's going back and forth with. You know, especially guys like Dan Goldman. What are you getting so defensive about? You weren't even in Congress at the time. Just come out and say, I'm outraged. Because next time it could be Democrats that are shadow banned. I don't want the FBI saying what I should know. Do you? Now, I know there's a problem. If Hamas gets on there and says, kill Americans, I think that I'm not saying I'm for free speech that's going to endanger people. That's a bridge too far. But then you tell me there's a chance of myocarditis, the swelling of the heart, if I take a vaccine, and there's some other information from people that have experienced that among young people. I want to know about that. You better not stop me from learning about that. And that's what was happening about the whole thing and the controversy around it. Here's Matt Taibbi, Cut 49.
Well, I definitely agree with you that there's a realignment going on. Until very recently, I think free speech and free speech culture was uncontroversially embraced really by both parties. You know, during the entire early period of the war on terror, those issues strongly animated most Democrats that I knew. Most of my friends were in opposition to laws like the Patriot Act, or at least concerned about them, the potential for overreach there.
So Matt Taibbi got blistered. In fact, remember, the IRS knocked on his door the day he was testifying. The IRS said, take a look at your taxes. Really? Does that have anything to do with the fact that I called out the DHS and exposed the White House and exposed the FBI? Suddenly you're interested in my taxes? That's interesting, isn't it? Does anyone think that's a coincidence? So Matt Taibbi said, I grew up in a very liberal household. I wrote for the Rolling Stone, and probably feels the same way. He was just telling Laura last night the way he was disrespected, again, for the second time in a year, on Capitol Hill by people like Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who are saying the most ridiculous things along with Dan Goldman, is insane. He noticed the Democratic Party changed. Cut 50.
I grew up a traditional kind of liberal. I donated to the ACLU my whole life. And I got most of my ideas about speech from Democrats, people like Frank Church and Paul Wellstone and Russ Feingold. And there is no element of that left in the Democratic Party. In fact, today was kind of an epiphany for me. I've kind of given up trying to convince people in this party to care about this issue. They just do not anymore. It's not a value that they treasure at all.
And he's a great guy, and he comes on this show a lot. He comes on the TV show a lot, and we'll have him back. And I just think, I wish I could have got this stream, or they should put the stream up. We should find out how to get it. You should just listen to it. And it's just these people, the Democrats are so defensive. Brian Kilmeade Show, General Kellogg next.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salutes to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Great Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I just don't see why we feel the need to go into their war cabinet, why Secretary of State Blinken feels the need to go into their war cabinet and lecture them about human rights when the abusers are on the other side of that wall in Gaza. And that should be what we hear from Blinken, from Biden, and the entire administration is continuously and constantly calling out the terrorists for who and what they are.
And, you know, I just saw this tweet that from George Friedman essentially saying it's a new policy with the State Department to set up a two-state solution. And they basically are saying, wait a second. So let's get this straight. Here's what he said. Blinken to Abbas. U.S. is committed to advancing a Palestinian state. He says this is a Palestinian Authority. Let's unpack that. Hamas commits a massacre worthy of Attila the Hun. Abbas and his team side with Hamas. Abbas blames Jews for the Holocaust and pays stipends to terrorists to kill Jews. Abbas is in his 18th year. And they get a state? Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, do you understand what the ambassador's getting at? He doesn't understand it.
Yeah, you know, Brian, this is amazing to me when you think of it. When you look at actually what's happening right now, first of all, they've got this really backwards. And we said that a long time ago. Let's start with the Palestinian Authority first, Brian. The Palestinian Authority has no credibility at all with the United States, and it shouldn't. And I'm talking about Abbas specifically. You know, we offered them in 2019 peace through prosperity, and we showed them a way to get ahead on the Abraham Accords. And they wouldn't even show up to the meeting we had in Bahrain to kind of show this is how we need to get there. So to me, they've lost.
Can you back that up a second? So you wanted their administration to understand what you're doing with the Abraham Accords, and they didn't show up?
They didn't show up. It was 2019. We went into Bahrain. Jared Kushner took a team in there with Avi Berkowitz, and we laid it out to him. We said, this is the way to get ahead. And Abbas wouldn't even show up with his team out there. And then, of course, Hamas has run them out of town. They're actually in the West Bank. They're really not in Gaza right now. And the only way this is going to work, to me, with the Israelis is, number one, they're going to have to eradicate Hamas. But number two, if they really want to work with Palestinians, they need to bring in, and they need to look at it economically, they need to bring in somebody that they can actually talk to the Israelis. And there are some people out there. You know, when you look at Muhammad, for example, Muhammad Dahlan, who's actually currently in the UAE with Muhammad bin Khalid of MBZ, he's actually came out of Gaza. He kind of knows that because he's a younger individual. And this is the kind of individual Israel is going to have to work with if they ever want to solve this problem. It's not going to be solved kinetically. It's not going to be solved by bombs. They're going to have to figure out how do we get out of this thing, much like we did with the Abraham Accords, is how do you make it economically feasible and desirable for the Palestinians to want to work with the Israelis. But this administration, they're going back in time. You know, remember what John Kerry said, Ryan, that the only peace in the Middle East will occur is if you include the Palestinians. We said no. You know, make the Palestinians come to us. So they've got it wrong, and I think Blinken is terribly wrong. I think for him to go into the war council and prescribe what the Israelis should be doing in an existential fight for their very existence is foolish, and it just shows where this administration is.
Right now they've resumed the fighting. They say the Hamas did not deliver the 10 a day to keep the pause going. So after a seven-day pause, and they got back about 60, 70, don't no idea how many are left. They thought 240. So they're fighting again. And if you are spending a lot of time in the north, you unearthed the terror tunnels that we all saw. Now it's time to go to the south. What's the biggest challenge as the IDF moves to the south, where you told everybody to flee to?
Yeah, the biggest problem they're going to have is the fact that when you head to south, that you're right, that's where they told everybody to go to. But that's probably where Hamas has gone to. And the hard part about this is you're seeing this is really, really tough for the Israelis now. You know, I would prefer they not go to the south. I would say, look, isolate Gaza, reduce Gaza. That was the headquarters of Hamas. And then once you do that, you can kind of say, okay, where are we going to end up and go in right now? But they're almost going to become overextended, Brian. And I say that from a military perspective. They've tried this once before when they went into Gaza, and it didn't turn out really well. I think there's an opportunity for them to say, okay, you split the baby in half. You control Gaza City, which actually does control Gaza. And then you kind of say, okay, we've got this. Now's the time to come in. And we're going to start talking, but we're not going to be talking to Hamas. We're going to be talking to a revised Palestinian Authority, and they're not going to talk to anybody until that occurs. So this is one of those, you've got to figure a way to break the cycle.
I know, but who do you deal with? Do you think somebody knows who there is to deal with, but if they show themselves, they're going to get assassinated?
Yeah, Brian, I do. There are a couple people out there that they've talked to in the past. That's where I mentioned this guy, Dahlan, who's currently, you know, and actually in
UAE. I've
heard
that name, yeah.
And it was actually somebody that we brought it. The name was brought up actually in 2019. But you've got to get away from the current leadership. Abbas is not a leader anymore. You shouldn't be leading the Palestinians' authority. You've got to go to a whole new generation. And the Palestinians are going to have to realize this. This is something that's not going to occur in the next 30, 60, 90 days. But everybody has to kind of realize this. We need to put the U.S. pressure behind it, that this is the way it needs to go. And how we put pressure behind it is we take away their money. You know, Brian, we took away their money, the Trump administration, from the Palestinian Authority. And this administration gave it back to them. Well, that you don't do that. You basically say you put an economic stranglehold on them. Right. You bring everybody from the region in, and that includes the Saudis, and that includes the Egyptians, and that includes the Jordanians. You get everybody on your side. This administration hasn't done it. They sent a very bad message, and it's going to be fragmented, and I don't think they can pull it together.
Well, we'll see. We know this. There's a report now in the New York Times, got to look at this plan. It's 40 pages, and it details exactly the military operation that happened October 7th among the Hamas. And reportedly, the Israelis knew that Hamas had a plan to attack for over a year. The New York Times saw this attack plan. It's 40 pages. It's codenamed Jericho Wall, outlined point by point exactly what happened. But they said their assessment was this is aspirational. There is no way Hamas is capable of pulling off an operation like this. They were wrong.
Oh, yeah, Brian, but I've seen this happen before in other militaries around the world, to include ours. You know, it's too difficult, I can't do it. You know, there's a classic military theorist that all of us in the military had studied, a guy named Sun Tzu. And he said, if you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. If you know yourself but not the enemy, for every victory gained, you will also suffer defeat. There was arrogance here. Now, they can't pull it off. The biggest mistake you make in the military is assuming that you are all-powerful and you're not looking through their lens. And when this report, and another report you're talking about, comes out and they look at it, this is something that the Israelis are going to focus in on. And there should be some heads rolling because of this. Because I have seen this happen. I've seen it happen in the United States as well. Sometimes there's arrogance of the intelligence community that they're always right, when in fact that's the worst thing you can have. And I remember, Brian, when I would sit in the Oval and we'd go through the presidential daily brief and the intelligence team would come in and brief it. And I used to always say, boys, you better have somebody in the room cross-checking you every single time. And you always have to have doubters.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have doubters in the room, you're going to fall into that trap. And it looks like they really did. I mean, this was clearly what they were saying. They saw this coming. Mm-hmm. They reported it up the chain of command. The chain of command said, no, they can't do it. They're not capable. Wrong.
Right. It's not clear in the report whether Benjamin Netanyahu was ever reviewed the document or was even told about the document. No way either way. I want to fast forward, if I can, over to Ukraine. It looks like the Russians are doing the best they can with drones that they're now building themselves to try to blitz certain areas. But they are losing the morale game, even the popularity of this conflict amongst their own people. What's the state of things? You've been to Ukraine a number of times since the attack began.
Yeah, Brian, I think where you're at is, and actually Zelensky, who's their senior military general, said it. He actually wrote about it in The Economist magazine, where you're almost in a stalemate right now, which is really where you don't want to be with the Ukrainians. You know, you're reaching a point right now that this accrues to the Russians' favor because they can afford an attrition fight and Ukrainians cannot. So they're going to have to start to figure out, okay, how do they get out of this? And this is one of those long-term issues where I think Trump had it right. You like it or not, and you accept it or not, there's going to have to be some level of negotiations. When you look at, you know, I would tell people, I challenge you this. Go out there and look at the demographics right now of Ukraine, and you look at the age group right now between the age of 18 and 27, and it's a decreasing age group. And part of that is because the amount of soldiers, young men they have lost in this war, which is over 120,000. This goes back to what happened in World War One, Brian, with the Brits, when they lost a whole generation because of fighting in World War One, which was trench warfare and attrition warfare. So somebody's got to sit down with Zelensky and also Putin and say, there's got to be a way out of this, figure a way out of this. You can't keep doing this because an attrition fight is not going to go well for anybody. And they've only regained about 20% of the land. I know that flies in the face of a lot of people, and they don't like it, but you've got to look at the long-term progressions strategically in Eastern Europe.
You got to give up Crimea. You got to give up the Donbass region. You hold on to Odessa and the ports. I don't know. They did do some extraordinary things and basically forced the Russian Navy out of Crimea. Number two is they also reopened their own corridor for their grain sales. And in almost every head-to-head fight, it looks like they win. It's because the Russian morale seems so bad. But like you said, they just keep sending more and more people, and they don't seem to be getting a backlash that they experienced in Afghanistan, even though the bodies are piling up. The one thing I wanted to ask you is the F-16s and the F-16 pilots. That would be a game changer if they actually had an Air Force. Don't you believe that? And will there be enough to make a difference?
You know, Brian, I've gone back and said before, okay, I got this thing on the F-16. Here's where the Biden administration made a huge mistake. The best airplane for close air support, and we have used it in the United States Army and Air Force, was the A-10. We are retiring that aircraft. It was designed to fight the Russians, the Soviet Union. We have a lot of them. We've a lot of them in mothballs. And it's an easy airplane to fly. It's really not that technically difficult. So we should have been giving them things like the A-10 early on, and they haven't done it. So now you give them an F-16. It's going to take a long time to train them and get them on the ground. You're not going to see any F-16s flying over Ukraine for another 6, 7, 8 months when they could have been flying the A-10s earlier. So my criticism is, guys, I know you're talking about the air, but you got the wrong platform. And you know what I would have done, Brian? And this is one of those, we go back to World War II. In World War II, we had Eagle squadrons in Britain. Those were three volunteer squadrons of pilots, Americans, who flew for the Brits. In the Pacific, you had the Flying Tigers, same thing. I would have laid you money if you'd gotten the A-10s out there and said, we want to have volunteer pilots. Can we? Anybody want to fly these? You would have a lot of people sign up and say, I'm willing to fly that A-10 against the Russians, because there's already a foreign legion.
Do you feel like they were too slow and vulnerable, though?
They should have.
Don't you think the A-10 would have been slow and vulnerable, or no?
No, because it was designed to fight in that environment. Okay. It's a great airplane. Would have they lost some of them? Sure. But we designed the A-10 to fight against the Soviet Union in the Volga Gap region. So we said, okay, why not use an aircraft like that? At least gives your ground commander confidence that there's something above him. Right now, there's nothing above him. And we could say, oh, we're promising F-16. It sounds good. It really is not the great platform. When you have an aircraft, the F-16, that flies twice the speed of an A-10, cannot loiter like an A-10, and cannot carry the payload, you're giving them the wrong platform to fly. And I just shake my head and go, why do we do things like this?
Not sure. General, thanks so much. Keith Kellogg, appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
He's pick up his book, War by Other Means. When we come back, I'll take some of your calls before we're done with the hour. Also, I want to go over a little bit about what is happening with the red state, blue state debate last night. We played you some of the highlights, not all. I thought it was just very educational, very interesting, and it's probably great for Ron DeSantis, too. I want to get your take, though. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too. For over 30 years, it's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing, too. If you join before December 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another $150 savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And remember, the deadline is December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Brace yourself for the ultimate holiday deal with Consumer Cellular. Snag an incredible 50% off the Iris Flip when you buy before December 17th, making it only $34.50. The Iris Flip is all the phone and camera you need with a user-friendly design, the perfect flip phone companion. Plus, you'll get nationwide coverage and always free activation. Score 50% off when you use promo code RADIO50. Head over to ConsumerCellular.com and use promo code RADIO50 during checkout to score this deal.
Just be natural. Try to roll around in it gracefully and not like a puppy.
Maria's photography studio is zooming into a flurry of projects.
Where did I put that memory card?
She needs an assistant to keep business in focus.
Hang on while I
Change the external flash.
Oh, Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Kane, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Kane Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
All right, we are back. I don't know if you missed the Red State Blue State debate, but it was essentially not only were these governors representing their state and their own careers, but they're really talking about two different philosophies for a country. Light on crime, no penalties, $1,000. You could steal up to $1,000, not get charged at all. We got the big beginning of the smash and grab, the poisoning of a city in San Francisco with the opioid drug use and no law enforcement. Los Angeles overrun with homelessness. A governor who says, I'm going to tackle homelessness, and admits basically, not last night, he's been an epic fail. On the other side, you have a governor that single-handedly, along with, and I think Governor Scott did a good job too, but just made sure that Florida was a red state from here on in by his beliefs, willing to take on Disney, willing to go to bat against 60 Minutes. And he was the front runner to get the nomination, even though it looks like it's Donald Trump's to lose. So we played you a little bit there sparring last night, and we heard a little soliloquy from Gavin Newsom. But here's a little bit more of the exchange about people leaving California. Cut five.
Can you explain this migration out of California and going to red state, blue state?
Well, hold on. You mean the last 2 years, more Floridians going to California than Californians going to Florida?
No,
California has no peers. California dominates. Sizable 21 state populations combined. It's the fifth largest economy in the world. We dominate. Number one manufacturing state. We dominate in two-way trade and research and development, access to innovation, more scientists, more researchers, more engineers, more Nobel laureates in the state of California than any other state in the nation. The finest system of higher education. It's the birthplace of life science and biotech and nanotechnology. We dominate in green tech. We dominate in high tech. We dominate in artificial intelligence. So with respect, I think it's an interesting campaign strategy for Ron DeSantis to be bashing a state of 40 million Americans when California simply has no peers.
So I was talking to a fella who had made the move from California to Florida, and he was telling me that Florida is much better governed, safer, better budget, lower taxes, all this stuff, and he's really happy with the quality of life. And then he paused and he said, oh, by the way, I'm Gavin Newsom's father-in-law. So we do count Gavin's in-laws as some of the people that have fled California.
Almost everything that is in California was there before he got there. It's the green thing and getting rid of gas-powered cars, you think the gas is $5, $6 now? Say your taxes are high, they are. Well, we tax the rich more. Really? Okay. Well, when you put taxes into gas and your utilities, who do you think is paying the price for that and who is struggling to do it? He's running across things that just said California makes it a great state. But what about how you're governing that state, whether it has little resources, let's say like a Mississippi, or less resources than other states? That's fine. But what have you done with it? I mean, for example, look at the size of New Hampshire. There's only 1.3 million people there. Every state's got different characteristics. What do you believe? What have you done? And what he was doing so badly, they tried to recall him. And for a while, he was actually losing. And you know the district attorneys that they put in there that thinks crime first. Let's make sure that the criminals don't have to deal with bail and get back out on the streets. So there's a lot of facts there. So Gavin Newsom, that's what he would do. He would run through things. And by the way, I have not been able to get that confirmed over the last 2 years. It's clear that more people have left California for Florida. He came out and says, no, not over the last 2 years. Well, where's that come from? We just showed you a bar graph that showed it was something totally different. The other thing that he said, it might not seem like a big deal, but they started to say, look at you. When you were in Congress, you were for amnesty. He said, I was not. Yeah, you and John Boehner. John Boehner was gone by the time there was an immigration bill. In 2018, there was a bill that said that people that were there on a work visa could stay an extra 3 years. Is that amnesty? You don't get to stay. So that was a total ruse of a point. Keep it here. Brian Kilmeade Show. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. Find out where I'll be. For example, tonight I'll be in St. Louis, KFTK. And then Saturday over in Texas, Sunday in Alabama. BrianKilmeade.com.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to RoundHouseProvisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.